about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
My fellow citizens, I stand here today humbled by the task before us.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
What is the CBS policy? Is that word bleeped or not?
You can say virtually anything.
Okay.
Peter, that's it. I asked you to stop this and you didn't listen to me. I'm sorry, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC. They will clean up all your talking in a manner such as this.
They will make you take a tinkle when you wanna take a...
And they'll make you call fellatio a trouser-friendly kiss.
Here's the plain situation. There's no negotiation with the fellas at the freaking FCC.
And now,
yep, with a capital C,
our feature presentation.
Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check, check, 1, 2. Check, 1, 2, check. Hello. Hey, sounds
we're,
great.
We're fine.
Right, we're fine.
Morning, everybody. We're on. It's the...
Check, 1, 2, check. Hello.
It's the Kevin.
Hello, hello. Check, 1, 2. This is track number one. Track number one, right channel. Check, okay. 1, 2. Hey, hey, hey. Here we go.
Check, 1, 2. Hey, hey.
Everything's working.
Hey, there we go. There we go. All right. Good sound. Good sound.
Check, check. Hello, 1, 2, check. Check, 1, 2, test. Track three, track three.
Can you hear that we're on and it sounds fine?
Check, check. One. Oh, turn that down. Whoa. Check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check. Over. That is over the limit. Over the limit.
Don't like
that. Here we go. Hello. It's over still.
No,
I can't
figure that out. Test.
If I get down here, check, 1, 2, check, 1, 2.
If I get down here, what's he crawling
check,
down the floor?
Check, 1, 2, check, check, 1, 2.
Right.
Almost done, almost done.
Now what room is he in?
Check, 1, 2.
Where will those
check,
people
one,
come
two.
From?
Check, 1, 2.
What?
Oh,
God,
that's like that.
Damn, that's hard.
Check, 1, 2, check, 1, 2.
Stop it.
Check, 1, 2.
Not everything works
hello,
here.
1, 2. Our that doesn't work. We're sh**. Hello? Check, 1, 2.
Part.
Check. Why is that so goddamn distorted? Check. Hello, 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 hello.
Our mics are
hello.
Fine.
Hello, check, 1, 2.
Isn't he supposed
hey.
To do this before
check
the
one,
show?
Check, 1, 2. Yeah. Check, 1, 2. Hey, hey, hey. Wow, much better. Hello, 1, 2.
Okay,
check,
that's fine.
Check,
we're satisfied
check,
with that.
Check, check. Yeah, yeah. Here we go. Here we go.
All right, here we
yeah.
go.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds
it's
good.
The, Kevin and Bean
and
show.
Sounds
all
good.
Right,
sounds
it
good.
Sounds
we're
good.
Done. Check, 1, 2.
All right.
Oh, come on.
Does
sounds
it sound good?
Good? I believe it sounds good. Yes. You can give us a call right now at 1-800-520-1067. It's Kevin Aveen's What to Do Nephew for a Wednesday. Hey, real quick, I've never seen this happen before, but I have to tell you the story of Adolphus Hughes, a guy who was arrested as a potential burglar in Florida yesterday. They handcuffed him, put him in the back of the squad car. He's sitting in the back of the squad car while the police are finishing up the investigation, getting ready to take him in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they turn around. He's gone.
He
Houdini'd him, right?
Yeah.
Not Houdini like we were talking about earlier this week. He's gone.
Okay.
And they're like panicking. They call out the helicopters. They bring the dogs. They can't figure out how this handcuffed guy in the back of a locked police car got away. It's a magic trick, right? Well, it turned out that he figured out a way to push back the seat, and he had squeezed into the trunk while he was alone in the car.
Okay.
Figuring, I assume, that his plan was that at some point later on, the police car would be, you know, in a parking lot somewhere, and he'd be able to let himself back out and somehow get out of the car. But they tracked him down in the trunk, so then they added all sorts of new charges, you know, attempted escape and missed criminal mischief and all sorts of other stuff.
Misdemeanor
nice effort, though, right?
The trunk. Yeah, that's,
sure.
That's a pretty good thought.
It's so funny that I've never heard of anybody doing that before, but they must have really felt dumb, the police, when they had
yeah.
the manhunt going with the dogs and the helicopters. An hour later, they realize he's in the trunk of the car.
Yeah, I'd like to be those people because I know that feeling of, oh, you're not going to believe this. I don't know how this happened, but the guy's gone. What do you mean he's gone? He's gone.
So I give the guy credit for the old college try there.
All right. Morning, everybody. Kevin and Bean Show, Wednesday morning. Time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
Once again, the call has to be entertaining. Otherwise, you just won't get the prize because it's a pair of tickets to the Epicenter 09 presented by Rogue. It's at the Pomona Fairplex this Saturday. We're talking about Linkin Park, Tool, Alice in Chains, Wolf Mother, Hollywood Undead, Atreyu, and more. That's the prize for Kevin Bean's What It Do Nephew.
Start with a little sports. Joseph, hi.
Hi, what it do?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
Hello.
Well, yeah, have you guys heard about Brett Favre being on Minnesota Viking now? 2 years, $25 million for a 39-year-old.
Favre retired again.
Yeah.
And then unretired again, and now is a Minnesota Viking instead of a New York Jet.
Yeah, I just hope that when he plays the Packers, he just scorches them or something.
That's the first thing I thought is, what's it going to be like? What is the crowd going to do at Lambeau Field when Brett Favre takes the field for the Vikings? Will they still show him love, or will they just be furious and hate on him?
I would
guess they would boo.
I would think so,
because
yeah.
he kind of jerked him around a lot, and their new quarterback is doing just fine.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So I would guess that they'll give him a hard time. I hope. Look, he's a great athlete and all that, but not so much with the, no, this really is it. I absolutely have consulted with everything and everybody, including myself, and I know that I can't play, and I'm done. Thank you. Don't keep doing that.
When people use the words, this is it, in general, you need to learn to distrust them.
We have learned that's what we've learned in the last few months, yes.
Because this isn't it, no. is what it turns
this
out.
This will be it. All this right. is it. And when I say this is it, this it is really Brett means Favre. This is it. This is it. I mean, this is really it. This is the final.
ESPN.
This is the final curtain call.
For
this is it.
Vikings.
When I say this is it, it really means this is it.
All right. Thank you.
Until next year when he's playing for the Chiefs, and the year after that when he's playing for the Lions. I mean, it's crazy.
When he's 50, he's going to be playing for the Lions.
But
the only team that'll have him.
Having said that, the fact that he'll make $12 million this year, whether he sucks or not, maybe is an incentive, too.
Yeah, could be. Could be. All right, let's go to Ralph. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, how's it going? What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Oh, yeah. You know, even in these hard economical times, you know, I'm able to purchase my first home at the age of 22, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Wow.
Wow, that's impressive.
That's strong. What do you, what area do you live in?
In the better part of Pomona.
Oh, like there is one. Come on.
Yes, there is.
Come
dirt
on,
cheap
Ralph.
Prices and the 909.
How'd you do it? What was the secret to getting that money together at 22?
Took me 3 years to save up a good amount, and I just closed escrow yesterday. So.
Nicely done.
And you're just calling to brag and to rub it in to people who are still renting.
No, I'm calling to say that it can be done by anyone.
It can be done by anyone. Do you have some kind of a course that tells us how to do it that you can sell us for $29.99?
Is that how you made your money?
Pardon me?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're on to you, man. We're on to you. Can't fool us. Let's go to Jenny, who seems to be having a better day than all of us. Hi, Jenny.
What a do, nephew. What a do, baby boo.
What a do, Jenny.
Speaking.
Woo! We're on our way to Hawaii.
Speaking of bragging, they're on their way to Hawaii right now, right this second.
We're only going because Bean's not.
which island are you going to?
We're going to Honolulu, Oahu. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We've had a few years. My husband had a bad surgery from hell 2 years ago. He lost his job 2 months ago, and we're going anyways.
I like it. You're putting it on credit cards, I hope?
And the best part is I'm going to be starting my career here in a minute, and so he's not a happy camper right now.
Oh, everything's looking up for him.
TMI right there.
We're going to have a real fun time this week.
You are. Have a great time.
You are. He won't.
Thank you for the call.
Wow.
That's odd.
Why does she feel the need to share that part of the story?
She finds it funny.
She's just telling him. Well, telling us.
Let's talk to Jimmy on line 6, by the way. He's got a controversial opinion this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Jim, what to do?
What to do, Lisa May? What to do, Kevin and Bean?
What to do, Jimmy?
What's going on?
Just wanted to know what the heck was up with the G.I. Joe movie, man.
What was up with it is a little generic. What does that mean?
All right. I don't know if you guys caught it or not.
Did?
But why the heck was the young kid from Third Rock from the Sun, the Cobra Commander, man? Come on.
That's it? That's your complaint?
Yeah, man. That was awful. That kid's all scrawny. How could he be the Cobra Commander, man?
Okay.
I didn't see the movie, Kevin.
Right.
Is he weak in that role or what?
No, didn't strike me at all. Just seemed,
man,
did that ruin the movie for you?
Big time, man. Yeah, and Marlon Wayans had no business in it, man.
Marlon Wayans had no business in it, but I thought it was fine.
Hmm.
What about Rachel Nichols and what about Sierra Miller?
Okay, yeah.
Or Sienna Miller, too, by the way.
Her, too. Why do I keep calling
Not just Sierra,
Sierra
but her sister.
Why don't you focus a little more on them, a little less on Malcolm in the Middle?
You weren't looking for good acting, were you?
No, not
Where's
really,
Malcolm but... in the middle of this conversation? He said the kid was from Third Rock from the Sun.
I know, just using TV shows, random TV
I
shows.
I missed something maybe because I was so bored.
No. It was, I love that movie, but you do get exactly what they promise, what you think you're going to get, which is a lot of action.
Yeah, summer popcorn movie.
Eye candy. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
see,
yeah.
He's coming around already.
That's
all right.
On you, man.
That's on you.
You went. I didn't go, so there.
Yeah, well, you missed out.
Because I know you get exactly what they advertise.
Yeah. Let's see. Do we have time for Andrew?
I think we have time for Raul, I'll tell you that.
Raul. Yes, we do. Hey, Raul.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Lisa May, how you doing?
Good.
What did you do?
Well, the past 2 weeks, I woke up about 5 times in the middle of doing it with my wife.
Yeah.
Okay. You woke up in the middle of it. So
in the middle of it. So I don't know how it started. I just woke up right in the middle of it.
How about
now,
that?
I have heard stories of sleep sex before, but it's weird that it would happen to you so frequently in such a short amount of time.
That's what I'm saying, but I like it because I go back to sleep right after, but other than that, I just don't know how it started.
Have you talked to your wife about it the next day or girlfriend or whatever and say, hey, what happened?
Yeah, and she was asleep most of the time, too.
She didn't know it either?
No.
You two are having terrible sex.
I gotta agree.
I mean, if neither one of you could even bother to wake up, then you're not really getting the job done.
No, it's some of the most awesome that I've ever had, but it's just weird.
But it's a surprise, and surprise is always good.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Well, we have an awful lot of people calling to brag today, don't we? Oh, I bought a house. Oh, I'm going to Hawaii. Oh, I'm having constant nonstop sex and getting a good night's sleep. I mean, there's really a lot of boasting happening here this morning.
Yeah, we're not happy with that. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Okay.
Like we said, Brett Favre is back in the NFL.
Yeah.
Minnesota Vikings. Talk about that. That is crazy. What at what point? And you know what's so funny is he has to retire before too long because he's 49.
But no one's ever going to believe him.
No one is. No, this time I'm serious. Yeah. No. Okay, great. We'll see you in the fall. No one will. You melted down when you were fired? Or somebody else melted down when they were fired? That's always funny.
Yes.
People throwing stuff and yelling at everybody and telling everybody off and saying everything that they wanted to say the whole time they worked there.
Hey, in some companies, and in companies with sensitive jobs, they have people whose job it is to figure out a way to fire you and get you out of the building before you're able to unload on everybody,
yeah,
either verbally or physically. I mean, it can be a very sensitive, delicate thing.
Ours being one of them. The day we go, we will be escorted out immediately, and we will have access to nothing.
Yes, it'll be like we were never here.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, I think our job is the kind where they then just pack up your possessions for you and mail them to you in a box.
Yes.
I don't think you even get to go back to your desk or computer at all when they escort you out.
Yeah, it's good times. Mm-hmm. Good times. It's going to happen. Tell you that right now.
Of course.
The healthcare debate seems to be going really well, and I think everyone's happy with it.
Well, we're certainly getting all good information.
So that's good.
I appreciate
that. And we have Danny Way in the studio today. Talking about the X Games 3D, the movie, which comes out this Friday for 1 week. And can't wait to talk to him.
Okay.
He's amazing. So we'll do that. We have more tickets for the Epicenter as well. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat next.
Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat for Wednesday. What's going on, Ralph?
How about that Britney Spears, huh? Is she back or what?
How about her?
She was on David Letterman last night doing the top 10 list that was obviously pre-recorded. It was basically her in a bikini sitting on a desk.
Okay.
And here's the thing.
She looks good
now? She looks better than she did when she went through her meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
She's still not sit on desk in bikini ready.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's a special kind
that
of
in shape. That is a special kind of in shape.
It really
yeah.
is. Most to women sit aren't
on a,
ever.
Right. To sit on a flat glass topped desk and in a bikini and have your ass spread all over the place.
Right.
And have that little bit of bikini back fat that hangs over the strap.
Sure. Yeah.
No, not good.
So you're saying no.
Don't do that.
Mm-hmm. But walking around at the pool, she looks fine.
She looks fine. But that's a special kind of in shape is sitting on the desk in a bikini hot.
That's Victoria's Secret.
Exactly,
model.
Lisa. Yeah. Or Olympic athlete, maybe. You need like 2% body fat to pull that off.
Dana Torres.
Anyway, the Letterman writers were very kind to her, giving her some very funny lines to read. Her delivery, maybe not as good as the writing.
A1.
But here are a couple of her top 10 lists. Basically, the premise was ways the country would be different if Britney Spears were president.
Top 10 ways the country would be different if Britney Spears were president. 10.
I'd be the first president to wear eyeshadow since Nixon.
Number 7.
My Situation Room would be a cabana at the Palms Casino in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh, that's right. And number 3.
Challenge U.S. to put nightclub on the moon by the end of the decade.
Exactly. Number 2.
3 words. Vice President Diddy.
And the number 1 way the country would be different if Britney Spears were president.
Finally, the media would pay some attention to me.
There you go.
There you go.
See, because
she doesn't get any attention.
I just love funny people. Funny people are great, you know, and so hilarious.
Funny people are hilarious.
That's true.
It's true.
One of my favorites was number 6, where she said, I'd lure Osama out of hiding with the irresistible scent of my new fragrant circus fantasy. Which I thought was good. Sean Penn and actress Robin Wright. Penn Wright. Mm-hmm. Right, Penn.
In or out. Let's just make up our minds.
I mentioned yesterday that she announced that they were no longer in a state of flux in their marriage, that it was officially over. I didn't know how over it was.
Oh.
Until I read the actual statement that she gave out yesterday. There is no limbo anymore, Robin Penn said. There is no time. I'm too old for this S. So I think it sounds like she's officially done with their marriage.
Did she say this is it, though? That's the question.
She didn't say this is it, so I think it really is over, because usually when they say this is it, it isn't it.
That's true.
But I'm too old for this S usually means that I'm done.
He does not seem like a party.
See Richard Hatch on the Today Show yesterday?
No. What was he doing
douchebag.
There?
For those of you who don't remember, Richard Hatch was the very first $1 million winner on Survivor in the very first season.
Yeah.
He didn't pay his taxes on that $1 million, and he went to prison for tax evasion. Well, on the Today Show yesterday with Matt Lauer, Richard Hatch said he was totally innocent of the charges.
Oh, good.
And the only reason they put him in jail was because...
he was gay.
He's gay.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what happens. That's what happens.
He said he was discriminated against because he was gay. The judge in the tax evasion case even refused to let members of the jury be questioned about their feelings towards homosexuals.
Did he or did he?
Anything to do with tax evasion? I don't know.
Yeah, but did he or did he not pay the taxes?
He didn't pay the taxes, right, as far as I know.
Shut the F up.
Hours after the interview, Hatch was rearrested by authorities. Apparently, he violated some terms of his probation.
By talking about it or something?
No, by traveling or something. Oh. Yeah, something else.
And he was gay, too.
And he was also still gay. And they arrested him for still being gay.
Awesome.
You know, I remember when he was convicted and went away. And let's face it, there are lots of people who don't pay their taxes and don't go to jail, okay? He not only went to jail, he went to jail for 4 years, didn't he?
Well, he refused to make a deal, remember?
Yeah.
He went there and said, no, I'm fighting this all the way through. I am not going to take a plea bargain. I'm not going to work out a payment plan. I am not going to pay a cent. And I am going to get off on this.
Not so smart.
And he did not do either of those.
I don't think it was a gay thing as much as it was we had to see him naked on our TV set thing. I think that's what they were getting back at.
He did need to be punished for that, that's for sure. We've been talking about this sex tape that really isn't a sex tape with Eric Dane and Rebecca Gayhart and the former Miss Teen USA, Carrie Ann Panish.
Well, it's not a sex tape in that there is no sex.
It is a nude tape. Let's call it the nude tape.
Right.
Remember the story was, at least according to Carrie Ann Panish, that Mindy McCready, her old roommate from Celebrity Rehab, stole the film off of her hard drive.
Right.
Well, Mindy McCready is now speaking back.
Uh-oh.
Saying that Carrie Ann Panish stole all of the information off of her computer and stole money from her while they were together. So it's the exact opposite, she's claiming.
But then how did she... huh?
I don't know. She's saying the very thing that she's being accused of is what Carrie did to her while they were roommates together.
Oh, no, she did not.
But is she denying that she took it and put it out?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, so. We still don't know how the tape hit the internet, but it's really entertaining if you can find it. I'm so high. It's like watching Kevin nude if he was a woman in a bathtub.
Yeah. It's him with Sierra Miller.
That's right, or even Sierra.
That's her name. Yeah. In my mind, for some reason, that's her name. I can't
change
that.
So we've heard many times.
Can't try. Can't do anything
about
it.
Call Sienna Miller instead. Do that instead.
I've given up.
Do it.
She is now Sierra.
All right.
I've given up.
Sorry.
And, you know, they're doing a new Melrose Place.
Yep.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Which is built off of the success of the revamp of 90210 over there on the C-Dub.
Sure.
Looks like Heather Locklear may be returning to recreate her role as Amanda Woodward on that show.
Well, that gives it instant credibility with fans of that program.
Yeah. apparently the producer says they're looking forward to working with her, and they've got the perfect way for her to return to the show. Yeah, just put her on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that's the perfect way, pretty much. Weezer has a new title for their album. We now know officially what the album's going to be called.
Which color is it?
It's not a color, oddly
enough.
What? Their seventh studio effort has the official title of Ratitude.
Ratitude.
Oh my God.
Ratitude.
Dave did not name it, did he?
Yeah, that's rad.
I'm just rad.
They have Ratitude.
Ratitude.
Yep. It'll be out on October the 27th. It's official.
I like it.
Ratitude. So,
one thing we know about them, it's going to be great.
It will be great. However, you know, if they don't call it a color, usually the albums don't do.
Yeah.
Doesn't do nearly as well.
I'm just rad.
That's what they should have called it. Take a look today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Matthew Perry turns 40 years old today, as does rapper Nate Dogg, celebrating his 40th as well.
What?
I wonder what he's doing today.
I'd like to, next hour maybe, when we have time, I'd like to play the new commercial for his new CD, if you don't mind.
Nope. Okay.
Nate Dogg.
I haven't heard the new commercial for his new
good.
CD.
It's good. Very good.
All right. Mm-hmm. Kevin Dillon of Entourage is 44 years old today. He doesn't look 44 years old on that show.
No, he doesn't.
That's pretty good. Kira Sedgwick, the closer, she's also 44. John Stamos is 46. F you, John Stamos. F you. Looking like that at 46, yeah. You piece of S.
He'll look like that when he's 66,
I
too.
I wish you rape.
Oh! That's not something to wish on somebody.
That's what I wish on him.
Oh, come on.
Anybody that pretty at 46?
But they don't
must
deserve...
be punished.
Right.
But, you know, the guy doesn't have to be big.
Rape.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Seems too much.
Peter Gallagher. He was the dad on the OC. Remember him?
No.
Okay. He's 54. He used to start with Sierra Miller. They used to do a lot of work together.
She's good.
And former President Bill Clinton, who's currently just flying around the world getting people freed from prisons. That's his new job.
It's his new gig.
He's 63 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
It sounds to me like what you're saying, Kevin, is that at least in this one tiny respect, you are, in fact, cooler than Tommy Lee.
No question. This is the funniest story ever. Yesterday, Ralph told us about Tommy Lee burning his hand with fireworks.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, right.
And from MTV.com, Ralph did a little more research, and he found out that Tommy Lee was replaced on the tour after he burned his hand with a sparkler.
What?
Now, sparklers are those little thing sticks that you give to any age child.
Yeah, that's what children get.
you have a two-year-old, you hand them a sparkler. That's fine.
Because it's impossible to hurt yourself, right?
I mean,
you can't you literally put your hand through the fire at a sparkler? It doesn't hurt.
I don't think there's any fire, but it's sparkling. And I think you can put it out with your fingers. I don't know. It's not possible to burn your hand on sparklers.
What
That's
was
what
he
I'm
doing.
I
with
can't
it?
Imagine.
What I love is that you're out there with the equivalent of the bombs they dropped on Hiroshima.
How
yet you're managing
you.
To not get hurt every 4th of July. Yet Tommy Lee with a sparkler all of a sudden burns his hand, can't drum anymore, can't play on the tour.
I mean, it's bad enough that you get hurt with a firework. But if you get hurt with a sparkler, what a loser.
That is lame.
Wow.
We love Tommy Lee, and we love talking to him on the Kevin DeBean Show, and he joins us on the phone right now. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Yeah. Morning.
You are a loser.
I feel like it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us what happened.
Totally burned my hand.
On?
It was bananas.
You burned your hand on?
With a sparkler.
Yeah.
But
whoa.
That's the part we.
Whoa.
Yeah, but, whoa, indeed. We can't figure out how that happened. I mean, what can you do that would leave any kind of permanent damage or even you know, even temporary?
Man, it's bananas. My hand's all burned up.
From it can't be. Are you lying because other things aren't legal here? I mean, are you lying just to say it was a sparkler because that's legal?
No, man.
You burned it on a sparkler.
I was, you know, partying down.
Right.
We were having a good time. I was with my bros. And I had a sparkler in my hand.
Right.
And I was talking to Ricky Rocket from Poison.
Okay.
And he's like, you can't snort that, I bet. And I was like, I can. And then I lit a cigarette in my other hand.
Right.
And I was looking at my hands, and I'm like, oh, no. This is a tough one, because there was stuff on fire in both my hands.
Right.
And I'm like, which one is which? And I'm like, this is confusing.
Okay.
And next thing I know, the sparklers are like melting my hand off, man.
The sparklers burn very slowly as well.
Yeah, it took me forever. I was just staring at my hand, and Gilby Clark was there. I'm like, which one's the cigarette? They're both on fire, dude. And he's like, I know. And it was tough, man. You know, but it's like when the going gets tough, uppercut.
Right?
I don't know what that means.
You're a turbojet rip, man. You know, can't waste time not living in the fast lane. Go for it.
But Tommy, you've smoked your whole life, haven't you? Can't you recognize?
You better believe it.
Okay, so can't you recognize what a cigarette is?
Well, you know, when you burn the candle at both ends, it's the dog in the fight.
Okay, so there was a candle there also in addition to the sparkler and the cigarette?
Yeah.
And a dog.
Yeah, man. I can't even drum or, you know?
Yeah, and that's why it's lame. I mean, it's funny that you can't drum for a couple of shows.
Well, my hand doesn't work.
Right.
So Motley Crue's all, hey, just try, you know, drumming with other parts of your body like that dude in Def Leppard.
Right, he's got one arm, yeah.
So I broke out my dong. And then I started to try and drum with it.
Uh-huh.
But then I just drove the drum set into the ground like a tent spike. my mass.
I see. Yeah.
And just smashed it. And
it's
I was
too,
like,
too strong,
too expensive to keep, you know, going through drum sets because I'm pulverizing them.
Right.
So just get someone different.
So they brought in the dude from Seven Dust.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then that guy's going to do it. And it's, you know... It's like they always say to me, man, heavy is the head
that
of my dong.
No, that's not what they say to you
but
at all.
It is, for real.
They do say that to you.
Bananas, okay. Yeah, they always say that. They're like, you drove a boat with it. I was like, I know, bananas.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, as you know by now, this Saturday, presented by Rogue. It's Epicenter 09, Linkin Park, Tool, Alice in Chains, and more. The reason I bring it up is even if you're not able to go to the concert, we're going to be doing a lot of action from the venue with our own Psycho Mike. I guess you're going to be interviewing all the bands on the bill on Saturday, right? You can go to kevinandbean.com and actually watch that, Mike?
There will be a webcast, yeah, that includes interviews of whatever bands are willing to talk to me, but right now I'm guaranteed to be talking to Linkin Park and Alice in Chains, you know, so it should be interesting.
And Maynard?
What?
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
We've heard Psycho Mike's hard-hitting interview style on the red carpet, so we'll see how that translates to the musicians that'll be there on Saturday.
I tend to tweak it when it comes to K-Rock artists that actually have something to say, as opposed to Demi Lovato.
Not really. All right, 323-520-AFRO. That is our telephone number. It's the Kevin Mead Afro Line, 24 hours a day. You call up, leave a message, we play it back on the radio.
Bean, I forgot to ask you before, but could you get up the He Shoots, He Scores guy?
Sure.
We've played this guy a lot. He's an announcer for a hockey team in Florida. And every time the team scores, he quotes some movie clip.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite entertaining.
And you want some of that first?
And it goes something like this.
Run, Forrest! Run!
That's an example.
Pour some sugar on me!
And then sometimes it just doesn't make any sense at all.
Waka waka!
Yeah. And sometimes it's this.
He shoots, he scores! Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, man? It's me, Mr. Khan, dude. I need you to take care of something for me, man. Yeah, I got these guys. I want you to double-cross for me, man. Yeah, they did me some wrong in the past, so yeah. So I'm going to take care of them, dude, all right? So I'm going to go. I'm going to send you to go make a fake drug deal, all right? I want you to take care of this for me, man, all right? You get paid. You'll get paid plenty, all right? Just take care of this for me, dude, all right? Everything's going to be okay, all right? Say hi to the family for me, okay? Yeah, man, everything's going to go down smoothly, dude. Double cross. All right, man, I got to go. Later.
Ladies and gentlemen, the best Afro call ever.
That might be a little long for a hockey goal call, but all right.
See, because that's Omar from the Great Cucamonga Heat movie.
Yeah, Eric.
Come on. Well done. Well done.
That's a college movie that he did while he was in college and is worse even than it sounds, if that's possible.
Stupid Omar.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I don't know if you saw the news yesterday. I'm sure you probably did. But Brett Favre playing football again.
Yeah.
Playing football again.
Brett freaking Favre again? Are you serious, man? Where's that freaking effing murder button? Hit it!
Murder.
All right. Good enough.
Look, here's the thing. He's still a better quarterback than many in the league. Would you guys dispute that?
I would think that's true still.
I mean, there's a reason why a lot of teams want to hire him, right?
Yeah.
I don't have any problem with him continuing to extend his career to play at 39 years old. That doesn't bother me at all if that's what he wants to do. And if he can still get it done on the field, then, you know, good luck to you. It's the constant jerking us around. That's the part that I think we're all tired of is, I swear to you, I can't do it anymore. I'm retired. And then 3 weeks later, I'm flying to Minnesota to sign a deal.
Is that that's a negotiation technique?
I don't know.
What is it?
It's really, no, I don't think so.
I think he just doesn't want to go to camp. That's the buy-in.
Oh, he's just waiting camp out?
Well, it's just right now that we're in the second preseason game and he doesn't have to go and he just all of a sudden decides and he's been for weeks.
That's interesting because he shows up on Tuesday and he plays Friday.
And he did the same thing with the Jets.
Yeah.
He did the same exact thing. It's all of a sudden
wouldn't
he just
be funny if
decides
that was
to come
whole
to conclusion.
Thing?
But I think that they would take him if that was the condition as well, don't you?
I think that's the reason he does it.
No, but I'm saying the team, like the Vikings.
He's saying even if he said, I'll come play for you but I'm not going to camp, they'd go, okay.
100%, sure. Yeah, but how does that make the other players feel?
Not great.
Yeah.
Not great. A lot of rumors about people McNuggets.
Hey, is it true if you give a midget peanut butter, they'll follow you home?
That one does happen to be true. No, that one is true. That's science.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, listening to your radio show in the morning is like having a bad case of diarrhea. It sucks.
Well, that's...
wasn't very creative.
That's not. Yeah, can't you insult
it
us
sucks.
Better than that, really?
Really? The fear. Oh, that's all good.
The fear.
The fear.
You don't want that. Mm-mm. Let me tell you that. This is going to be Bean's new favorite Afro call of all time. Even though he just said that the last one with the with the hockey, this is his favorite one.
No, please.
So that happened. And then that same dude called back to explain.
I just called and farted into your message thingy. I was calling about something else, and I have to fart every day on the way to work. It's about the same time. About 8:14, I have to fart every day. It's like clockwork. It's really awesome, actually. And I was going to call and say a funny word and then do a thing, but... I had to fart, and that fart always trumps everything else, so I good times, man.
Sure likes his wife.
Ever since Corolla went off the air, we get stuck with his listeners.
By the way, fart does always trump everything else.
That's what I've learned.
So I'm with that guy. 323-520-AFRO.
How about that Craigslist, huh?
Oh, there's some good ones. I like the rant section because people are crazy.
Oh, they are, yeah.
And it's a lot of men looking for women, women looking for men. It's also rants on the topic of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's time for the best of Craigslist.
It's time for the best of Craigslist.org.
List.
I'm typing out a rant right now.
we just fell now. We didn't really preview it.
Wait, could I hear that again?
Sure,
you mind if I hear that one more time?
Hear it all day.
It's time for the best of Craigslist.org.
List.
So Omar recorded that and then said, yep, done. Send that
that's,
in.
I like that. That's perfect.
That's ready for air.
First one comes from a Craigslist in Lansing, Michigan. And the title is, I puked in your purse. You were sitting a couple tables across from me. I was checking you out. You noticed. I winked. You rolled your eyes and left your table to talk to some guys at the bar. You left your purse hanging unattended on the back of your chair. I felt rejected and a little pissed. You looked hungry. On my way out, I filled your purse with a vomit cocktail consisting of one part hamburger, 3 parts Miller Lite, and 6 parts hot yellow foam.
No.
Why?
If you had second thoughts after blowing me off, hit me back. I'd love to go out with you sometime.
That's
the guy with some nerve right there.
Oh, man.
Here's a guy out of Redding. Where is that? California?
Mm-hmm.
And
there's a Redding, Pennsylvania, too, right?
He's really pretty much had it with Michael Jackson coverage, which seems to have been in overdrive for the last 7 years since he died. Last I heard, 12 people committed suicide over Michael Jackson's death.
Is that true? I kid you not.
No, it's not true.
That's what he said.
Right. No, believe me, those stories were widely circulating in the days after Jackson's death. I don't know that – I think there was maybe one that was ever confirmed, though.
I haven't had the TV or radio on for days because if I hear one more update on Michael Jackson's death, I'm going to go on a killing spree.
Uh-oh.
Especially infuriating are the perfectly coiffed overly made-up news sluts who ask one or both of these annoying questions over and over again. Who killed Michael Jackson? And or what killed Michael Jackson? Michael effing Jackson killed Michael Jackson. And he did it in the conservatory with a mountain of drugs. I swear this guy should be given a posthumous Nobel Prize for the most inevitable death ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he goes on for about three more pages. Don't have time for the rest of that.
I guess. Assful.
Yeah.
I guess the Craigslist is for some people a way to get something off your chest. If you don't have friends, you don't have a radio show, you don't have a blog, you have to get it out somewhere. And at least that way you release your feelings out into the world for people to read or not.
It's time for the best of Craigslist.org.
List. List. List.
Taxidermied hamsters for sale. Comes out of Rochester, New York. I have a family of taxidermied hamsters for sale. They're perfect for the kid who wants the hamster, but you know damn well won't take care of it. Just buy a cage, pose them, and tell the kids to enjoy. If the kids ask why they aren't moving, just explain to them, happy hamsters, keep still. These hamsters were originally bought with love and taken care of very well. Then, as is usually the case with my little bastard kid, he lost interest and kept forgetting to feed them.
Aww.
One by one, they dropped off. I couldn't bear to flush these cute little things down the toilet, so I bought a taxidermy kit and stuffed them. Call or email me with an offer so that you can begin your new life as a hamster owner. Thanks, Joe.
See, now, I think you could fool the kids with the hamster taxidermy until G-Force came out. Now you got to, now there's just, you see what the rodents can really do?
Now
there's
no way to convince them. They fight terror and they shoot AK-47s and all that? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And finally, this comes out of South Florida, and this woman really, really needs some help, and maybe you guys can help her.
Okay.
Husband wants a rusty trombone for his birthday.
Oh!
What? Let me read it. The dude wants a rusty trombone. My husband has asked for a rusty trombone for his birthday, which is Wednesday. I've scoured the pawn shops and music stores and haven't found one. I'm guessing that rusty ones will be cheaper than new ones. And I don't know what the big deal is, but it's what he wants, and he's very specific about it. I could have bought a dozen new ones at this point, but he says that a rusty trombone is nostalgic for him. So I suppose it will mean more. If you're selling or even giving away a rusty trombone, please let me know what you have and how much it costs and how I can get it. Will you deliver it or will I have to go to you? Also, suggestions on how to wrap such a thing. Please help. I'm down to the wire on this thing and I don't like being late with a gift.
Yeah,
pretty great.
You can hire someone to help your husband with the rusty trombone. The newspaper ad in the back of some of the Better City weeklies, you can find a place to get that. You're not going to find it in a pawn shop, my dear. I'm sorry.
Nor do you want anything to do.
Speaking of the Weezer, earlier this morning on the Kevin Bean Show, Ralph announced that the new Weezer album is going to be called Ratitude, coming out on October the 27th. We world premiered their brand new song a couple of days ago, and we'll have it for you again in the 8 o'clock hour this morning here on the Kevin Bean Show. If you haven't heard the new Weezer yet, it's very likable, wouldn't you say?
You like the Weezer?
One of the songs? I'm saying you hear it the first time you hear it, you go, wow, I really like that song. So we'll play
you like
it for
the
you
Weezer?
Again.
Rivers
like the Weezer,
Cuomo
man?
Explained it by saying,
I'm just rad.
So.
Right. All right, time for the showbiz beat for Wednesday. What's going on, Ralph?
I think that was Joaquin Phoenix.
It was, yeah, I'm sorry.
Who said, I'm just rad.
I get confused sometimes.
Yes, you do. You and Sierra Miller, you get confused. Before I get to the showbiz news, I've got some tickets to give away to a very special event. The world premiere of The Final Destination. This is The Final Destination. The last in all the Final Destination movies. This is the final destination.
So this is it.
This is it.
This will be it. This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it. This is it. I mean, this is really
this
it.
Is the
this
final
is the
one.
Final. This is
destination.
The final curtain call.
No, the
this
final
is it. And when I say this is it, it really means
the
this
final
is it.
Destination.
All I know is a dude dies because a swimming pool drain sucks his ass right down to the bottom of the pool, and that's how he dies.
Wow. I was wondering as I saw the trailer. If they were going to go the full Monty with that storyline, which is, remember the dude who had his inside sucked out by the drain?
Yes,
Like, pulled his rectum and intestines out through his butt?
That was a real story.
Remember that story?
That was science.
Yes. Remember that? And he had to, like, pull his innards out of the drain and, like, float up to the surface and get immediate medical attention? I'm wondering if that's that storyline. Or the dude just drowns because he gets sucked to the bottom.
You could only hope.
No, I don't want that.
Look,
I want just the drowning.
Here's
all
you need to know. He dies at the bottom of a pool.
Just from aspirating some sort of fluid.
Okay.
I don't want the rectum being turned inside out.
All right.
That's all I'm asking.
All right.
I'm with you.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
We have a winner.
You haven't even started.
Final Destination. It is the premiere on August the 27th at the Mann Village Westwood here in California. The movie itself is in theaters the next day on August the 28th, but you'll get to see it before anyone else if you're special.
Hold everything. We've got a winner.
And you call 1-800-520-1067. First five callers who get through to Miss Cleo and say, look at the size of your cans.
That's the code?
That's the code.
All right.
You will get a pair of tickets to the Final Destination premiere. This is the Final Destination.
This is it, though.
This is it.
The end.
The Final Destination. Speaking of movies, I wonder if The Final Destination will make it on IMDb's list of the top 10 movies of this century so far.
Oh, now that's interesting.
Top 10 of this century so far.
Yeah.
No.
Probably not. But here is your list. IMDb, of course, is the internet database for all people that are in movies and television and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Great resource.
Mm-hmm.
They have amassed the top 15, actually, films of the century so far, according to the ratings that have been given to them by people who go on to IMDb.
Okay.
So here's your list. This is the 15, top 15. Requiem for a Dream was 15th on the list.
That's an amazing
movie. Love it.
Great film. The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, number 14. Number 13, Spirited Away.
I'm not
familiar with that work.
Was that an animated one?
I am not familiar with that work.
Yeah, it's not the same as Spirit, which was recent, right?
Yeah, that's not the Spirit.
Because that was not good.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
Number 12, The Pianist. An excellent film. I enjoyed it enormously.
That was good, yeah.
11, The Lives of Others. Once again, I am unfamiliar with this.
Oh, I remember that one. That was about the guy, the surveillance guy in Germany.
Ah.
Remember that one?
Was it World War II?
No, it was after that.
Huh.
But it was about the government listening in on people's conversations and stuff like that and following a dude and all that. Yeah, that was a pretty intense movie. I don't know if I'd put it in top 15, but it was good.
Number 10, The Departed.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
One of my favorite films, maybe ever.
Yeah, that's great.
That's Scorsese. He can sure direct.
He sure can.
Amelie.
Yeah.
That was cute. I don't know if it's top 10.
I love that
top
movie.
Top 10.
Yeah.
Number 8, Dave will be happy. Wally. Oh, Wally is so good.
Wally.
It should win for Best Picture and Best Animated Picture and Best Musical. And it should also get Best Costume. It should win all the Oscars. I love it. It makes me bonkers. Lord of the Rings.
Bonkers.
Lord of the Rings Two Towers was number 7.
Awesome.
Number 6, Memento.
Yeah.
That was great.
Number 5, Up. A recent addition to the movie.
Never saw that one.
You didn't see the old man who puts the balloons on his house?
No.
It's adorable. Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, number 4.
Sure.
Number 3, City of God.
Yes.
Oh, great movie.
That's,
that was good.
That's a good time at the cinemas right there, City of God. The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King was number 2.
Can I guess?
Number 1 movie of the century so far, according to IMDb.com.
Paul Blart.
Paul Blart. How did you know? It's uncanny.
Well, I know that Kevin's going to get up and walk out if it's not The Hangover.
That's
I do
correct.
Know that.
It is not The Hangover.
Oh, please.
Number 1 movie of the century so far, according to IMDb, is The Dark Knight.
Oh, that was good.
That's a great choice.
Yeah. Good choice.
That is a very interesting list.
It is. You got your popular favorites. You got your critical favorites. It's quite the mix.
Two movies I'm shocked not on that list are There Will Be Blood and No Country for Old Men.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, both good.
Oh, yeah.
Great choices. And I think if we revisit this topic in a month, I wouldn't be surprised to see District 9 on that list either.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. Or Spread. New Ashton Kutcher movie. I'm surprised that's not on there yet.
Yeah.
Speaking of movies, and I am, meanwhile, Dirty Dancing is being remade. The movie Dirty Dancing is being remade.
Yes.
You know, I love the remakes. And so Dirty Dancing is going to be reworked. Really? Really?
We really don't need that.
We really don't. A lot of people forget the failed sequel attempt back in 2004 called Dirty Dancing Havana Nights.
Well, I don't
which baloo! But this time they're going to go back to the real film, which was, of course, in the 80s, but it took place in the 60s. That makes this movie going to take place in the 140s.
I don't think you add them together.
You don't add them together?
No.
No. Yeah, I don't know if a 21st century Dirty Dancing will work, because Dirty Dancing's charm is sort of its cheesiness.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And Baby really still won't be put in a corner, I'm guessing. That's just the way they work.
I think I ever saw that movie.
You never saw Dirty Dancing?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, Kevin. You've missed out so much.
I'm Kevin right. would love that movie.
I'm good. I'm all right.
Swayze, man.
It's cheese.
I do love Swayze, and I do love
like
cheese.
Fantastic.
Cheese upon cheese.
Johnny Knoxville is going to be a daddy. He has bred with his girlfriend, Naomi Nelson. They've been going out for about a year. She is 3 months pregnant. No time wasted there, eh, Johnny?
He just got that divorce, right?
He did. He just separated from his wife. He's already got a 13-year-old daughter, Madison, from his ex-wife, Melanie, whose divorce was final last month. And he's starting a new family.
How about that?
I am surprised with all the punishment his testicles have taken over the years.
Yeah, no kidding.
On that Jackass show that he is still firing viable semen.
Yeah.
The Bible Seaman, by the way, is my new band. I hope you'll come out and check us out.
The Troub.
Yeah.
Would it be awesome or would it be horrible to have Johnny Knoxville as a parent?
Oh, it would be awesome.
I think it would be awesome, too. Like, he'd be the coolest dad who you could do way cool stuff with.
But then you'd get injured a couple times and you'd start going, Daddy, I don't want your friends to come over. We don't have fun.
They keep stapling my scrotum to my thigh. It really bumped me out.
I think it would be great at first, but you would grow tired of it quickly.
Yeah. Oliver Stone sees a conspiracy.
What?
He is working on a 10-part documentary series for Showtime, the cable network, called The Secret History of America, which we will examine in each episode a different secret conspiracy in America.
Does he believe them or he just wants to go over
them? Of course he does.
Yeah, true.
One of the episodes will be Harry Truman's decision to drop the atomic bomb on Japan. What really happened?
Hey!
Backstage on that
is
decision.
There a conspiracy theorist on that? I don't know what
there
that
must
is.
Be okay. If Oliver Stone's talking about it.
I think that one has been fairly well documented by everyone involved in that decision.
You'd like to think so, you naive bastard. The origins of the Cold War with the Soviet Union will be another episode. The Vietnam War, how could Oliver Stone not do some work on the Vietnam War, behind the scenes on that? And some newly discovered facts of the Kennedy administration.
Yes!
Thank God he's revisiting that Kennedy thing.
Oh, that's so needed.
Yeah. So you can look forward to that in early 2010. And remember I told you earlier this week that the widow of the dude who was buried in the crypt on top of Marilyn Monroe's
yes.
was moving him out?
To selling it,
to
right?
sell the crypt.
Right.
To the highest bidder. Well, the crypt is up on eBay. And I told you at the time, bids were expected to go upwards of $1 million for someone who wanted to be buried on top of Marilyn Monroe. So far, the bids, and these are legitimate and have been verified?
Yeah.
What do you think it's going for so far? The crypt on top of Marilyn Monroe. To be buried next to screen legend Marilyn Monroe.
$100,000.
Yeah. How about $4.5 million?
What? Really?
Unless you have access.
$4.5
million. Unless
you
get actual access, that's not worth it.
You wouldn't want access. To
no, you wouldn't.
There,
yeah, but I'm saying, I'm thinking. It'd
be worth it if she'd been dead 20 minutes or less, but not now.
Oh, really? 20 minutes?
Yeah.
I'd go a half hour, but not much more than that.
$4.5 million.
That seems like that's ridiculous.
Madness. That seems like an unverified bid is what that seems like to me.
Story says it's been verified.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthday is Matthew Perry from Friends. He's 40 years old today. Kevin Dillon from Entourage turns 44, as does the closer, Kira Sedgwick, also the wife of Kevin Bacon. She is 1 degree of separation from Kevin DeBacon.
She is, that's true.
She's 44 years old today. John Stamos turns 46.
Bastard. God. Oh. Hate him.
Peter Gallagher is 54 years old today. And former President William Jefferson Clinton celebrates his 63rd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
I have a new theory on Brett Favre on why he can't stay retired.
Unretired. Oh, retired. Yes. Sorry.
Why he can't stay retired. Yes. Right. Okay. He leaves the Packers. He goes home to Mississippi. He says, I can't do this. I'm going to New Jersey. He goes to New Jersey or New York, the Jets, plays, comes back to Mississippi, and then he unretires again and goes to Minnesota where he's going to be playing Friday night.
Right.
He hates Mississippi. That's what clearly is going on here. When he retires, he needs to find a better place to live that he wants to stay rather than get home about 3 weeks in and go, what am I doing living in Mississippi?
Wow, I sure hate this. And then he's back. Supposedly he practices today and will play on Friday with the Minnesota Vikings. Here's a news piece.
This is not about revenge or anything like that, believe me. You can't take away the 16 years I had in Green Bay. It was unbelievable. All I want to do is win. That's all I came back for, is to win. There's nothing like it. And for guys who have played this game, played sports in general, former players, guys in the latter part of their career, they'll tell you it's tough. There's no substitute for playing on Sundays.
Right, so stop saying you're going to stop.
recognize
that you want to play and just say I'm going to play.
But yeah.
Not even that, just say it's possible. You know, I might.
The first thing we thought when we heard the news this week was stop it. The second thing we thought is, oh my God, what's John Madden going to do now? Because he retired at the same time as Brett Favre retired. Now that Favre is coming back, does this mean John Madden is going to come back so he can continue to talk about his boyfriend every week? So we thought we'd check in with the coach and find out where his head's at. John Madden, back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, coach, how are you?
It's unbelievable. I mean,
you're so happy, aren't you?
It's like another Easter. I mean, he's coming back. I mean, you don't think he's going to be there, then boom. I can't wait to do some of his games this year.
Yeah.
I mean,
you retired, John.
You've been replaced. It's Chris Collinsworth in the booth now. You're out.
Well, that's a minor problem. We can
So are you talking about coming back now that Favre is?
Well, you know, if they don't have me on the network, maybe I could set up some stuffed animals and talk to them. You know,
okay.
Put them around the bed and then watch the TV. And I mean, you know, they got to let me in there. I mean, of all the things that could happen and all the things that couldn't happen, this is the thing that I'd always hoped that would happen. And now that it's happened, I don't know if the word's elated or what, but I feel pretty good right now.
Sure. Yeah. So, Coach, you're still interested enough in football that you'd give up retirement, because the whole story with you was, I want to spend more time with my family, see my grandkids grow up. I'm getting tired of the grind, of the driving all the time. You'd be willing to throw all that away basically just to get closer to your sweet bread.
Yeah. I'm starting to think of all that stuff like Mississippi.
Oh, okay. All right.
Why would you want to stay in Mississippi? Why would I want all that? No, I want to see. I want to get back into it. I mean, I need to get back, and I need to be a part of it. Anybody who's ever broadcast a game knows that being there part of the Sunday.
Whatever he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Just kind of say the things he said, but substitute my stuff for his stuff.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. Now, John, I got to be honest. I'm a huge fan of yours. I mean, I think you're one of the best announcers ever.
Well, thank you. I'm a fan of you, too.
No, you're not. But really, in the last couple of years, you weren't making a lot of sense. So I'm not sure you've got it in you to come back.
Well, you know, that's for, you know, there's some people think that. But, I mean, I think... You know, I think of myself as like a Brett Favre. I mean, here's the thing. Brett Favre, he tore his bicep, and he's going to come back, and people say,
right,
will he have the arm? Yes.
He had surgery, right?
He will have the arm, because Brett Favre could have a noodle arm hanging off his shoulder, and he could still throw because of the hips, which I believe he might have a hip replacement coming. and it's just the whip. And I think that, you know, it's just something that can happen. I think I could be a part of it. He could be. I mean, Brett Favre.
I know.
They don't have to cancel the league now, guys.
Well, I don't think they were going to do that.
I watched Glenn Beck. They were going to.
Well, his information is usually accurate. Yeah, so
You have always thought that the F in NFL stood for Favre, but in reality, there are a lot of great players, and occasionally they retire. I mean, the league went on after Joe Montana retired, for instance. He was one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, but we move on, and new people come up and get popular.
Yeah, but he wasn't Brett Favre.
Right.
Well, there is that.
He still is Joe Montana, but he's not playing anymore. Brett Favre is Brett Favre, and he's playing. There's 2 points. He's the guy, and he's playing. If you're not playing, you can't be the guy and playing. You're just the guy. And I don't know why you can't get this through your head.
That is a very astute observation, and that's what we've been missing with the guys that they got in the booth now. So is there going to come ever a point where he's too old? I mean, forget the fact that he's Brett Favre, he's a great athlete with a great history. He's going to be 40 soon. Isn't that too old to be doing that job?
Not if you're Brett Favre. You could get one of those scooters on those low-cost insurance company type of commercials that you see there.
But he can't play in that.
Yeah, I mean, a wheelchair, anything. I mean,
you can't play in a wheelchair, though.
Play in a, with a walker.
No.
You can't at all. It's football. I mean, he's got to still be able to move. He's, I mean, he's still going to have huge guys who are 20 coming at him to knock him down. He can't be there in a walker.
And they'll feel bad about hitting him if he's walking with a walker.
But they won't allow it on the field.
Not yet, but that's the Brett Favre rule. It's coming in 2011.
Is he going to be playing by then?
John, I honestly think at this point, for your sanity and for the sanity of poor Mrs. Madden, poor long-suffering Mrs. Madden, that you just need to turn off the TV and just stop thinking about Brett Favre and just enjoy your life.
No, that's why she wants me to go back and do these Brett Favre games. I mean, let me get out of there. Trying to fix things around the house with the...
Oh, I see.
You know, it's just...
You're driving her crazy.
Yeah, well, I miss Brett Favre. Yeah. When I'm gardening, when I'm roofing,
I hope you're not roofing.
There's no roof alive that could support your weight, John.
At 73, it's time to start spending time with my family and fixing up my roof. I'm
right.
Like, those are the things that really matter.
But I don't think either of them want you. Your family, probably not. I know your roof doesn't want you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I did the video game. I recorded for 40 seconds, and I'm done, and boom.
Yeah, you don't really have anything to do with the video game, do you, anymore?
Well, I do this sound effect. Cha-ching!
Right, you have that. All right.
And now they can have you go back in and lay down some new Favre plays when they do the updated patch then for the game.
Yeah. Oh, are they doing that online with the online thing?
They usually do, but we thought you would know.
No, I don't know the technical stuff. I just cash the check.
All right. Well, he is a very conflicted man. Coach, thank you for joining us at the Kevin Beach Show. I hope you and your sweet Brett are able to be together soon. This is the Kevin Devine Show. By the way, quick word to thank the brilliant impressionist and comedian Frank Caliendo. He is the John Madden of the Kevin Devine Show. He has a tremendous act, and it starts October 12th. He just signed a deal to work Las Vegas, Kevin. Frank is going to be appearing at the Monte Carlo starting on October the 12th. So
fantastic.
You can check frankcaliendo.com for all the details. It's the Kevin Devine Show for Wednesday. Time to talk to a legend.
Danny Way, 3-time gold medalist in this event. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's not good.
There's Danny Way. Takes a licking, but keeps on ticking, as cliche as it sounds. That's Danny Way.
This is what I've chosen to do. I'm never going to look back and regret not doing as much as I could do.
I'm taking every run.
Danny, taking the elevator back up to the top to do it again.
This is unbelievable to see Danny coming back.
Come on, Danny.
This is it. This is all I got.
Oh!
This is my life, and I'll never give up what has given me so much and what I love more than anything.
There is no kids in Danny Way.
I'm a pretty, humble guy when it comes to people giving me recognition. I've never had that much honor from people, ever, in my whole skate career. It meant the world to me.
I love it when we listen to the play-by-play from the X Games, whether it's Sal or one of the other guys in the booth covering the event. They sound like little kids. They're so excited, even though they're professionals and they're there and they see every minute of every X Games. When something like what Danny does happens, they're like, ah!
They do. They scream like little girls. Very few athletes can make them scream like little girls, but one of them is Danny Way, and he is in the studio with us right now. Hi, Danny.
Hey, how you
What's
guys
up,
doing?
Man? How are you?
Oh, it's a little bit tired, but definitely awake now.
You don't normally get to hear that, right? Do you ever hear that stuff?
I remember doing the interviews where some of those clips were from, and then I obviously I've seen the broadcast of that event, you know, after it happened. So I am a little bit familiar with those.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to hear those reactions. Yeah.
It's weird to hear it without watching the video footage of it.
Yeah, it is a little strange. Yeah.
So when you're appearing at X Games, for instance, do you set your TiVo before you leave the house, and then when you get home, whatever happens at night, you go back to the DVR and watch it?
I'm actually not that on point.
Really?
Yeah, TiVo.
You're not still using tape, are you?
No, not tape, but I do have a TiVo. I don't think I've turned it on ever before, though.
Oh, it'll change your life.
Yeah.
It'll change your life. But, for the worse, but it'll change your
I'm
life.
I'm trying to avoid the TV as much as possible. Yeah. It's too easy to get you get lazy and start watching TV. So.
Yeah. You wouldn't be coming up with any more good tricks if you had the TiVo working. That's for sure. That's,
yeah, that would be my main trick would be
learning how to, the TiVo.
Yeah.
So we get a chance to talk to you a couple of times a year, Danny. We're always excited to catch up, and there's always so much going on in your world that we want to talk about. We might as well start with the X Games 3D, the movie, because this is new and kind of the first time they've tried something like this. Tell us your involvement and what your thoughts are on it.
You know, Disney X Games, you know, they had a great concept, and just by chance, X Games last summer, they shot everything in 3D, which I don't think that any of them had a vision as they do now for, and obviously the final product is the movie.
Wait, but, so they just did that just like maybe we would want it?
Yeah, they just it was just experimenting. They captured everything on 3D as like, you know, let's see what we can get and see how it looks.
It wasn't this past month or whatever.
It was last summer, which, you know, for, you know, with my role in it, actually, you know, that last, having it happen last year, you know, of all the years they could have made a movie out of the X Games, you know, the event last year that I participated in, as far as, you know, just the energy and the ups and downs and all of that, like, it couldn't have been for my, you know, position in the movie a better X Games for them to document in 3D to make a movie out of, and that's basically what it is.
So it's basically, it's you and it's Travis Pastrana and Sean White and Ricky Carmichael and Bob Burnquist and other X Games athletes, and it's just kind of a behind the scenes of what goes into, is it practice or is it just at the X Games or what's the scope.
They do go behind the scenes, you know, they get into some of the athletes, you know, their heads and then their lifestyle a bit, and then the lead up's the event, you know, and that's the culmination of all of the work, you know, the training, the, you know, all the stuff that goes into it behind the scenes that you don't see, and then obviously the final product is what gets delivered on this main stage at X Games,
right.
And you know, it's a once a year event, so most, you know, the other, you know, 11 months, 3 weeks out of the year that X Games isn't happening, you know, the guys are training and trying to come up with, you know, the newest, craziest tricks that they can unveil at X Games, and that's kind of what it's turned into. You know, the expectation is put on so heavily on us now to come out each year and one up last year, the year before, and so on, and it's just like the amount of pressure and the danger factor and kind of how crazy things are getting now, it's like, it is getting, you know, scary.
And, I mean, you talk about other sports. You don't expect, like, the NFL season is just about to start. The hockey season just about to start. You don't expect to see things that have never been done before.
Right.
But with the X Games, it's like, oh, yeah, the guys are doing a double backflip on a motorcycle. What else you got? Like, it's not enough.
And it happens on the main, you know, like, it happens on the stage, too. Like, that double backflip was the first time it ever been completed correctly at X Games. And that's, you know, it seems like there's so much, you know, and that's, you know, thank God for skateboarding being, you know, so, you know, so creative, and there's so many things to be done that haven't been done, and, you know, and that goes along with the other sports that, you know, X Games showcases, but for the most part, you know, it's just the endless creativity and you know, the ability that we have to just keep pushing the boundaries, because the boundaries are so yet to be even tapped.
Yeah.
You know, that it is fun to be a part of a sport that just has, you know, I would just say infinite possibilities.
Now,
you know,
did you have a broken foot this year? Broken ankle?
I tweaked my knee on the Wednesday in practice. I pulled the MCL in my knee and then didn't know if I was going to skate the event because of it.
And then, of course, you did.
Yeah, I had to.
And it was the big error, and I would watch you come down. I was there, and I watched you come down, and you would looked fantastic, and then as soon as you start walking, you go, wow, there's something really wrong with his leg. Yeah.
as he crawls away, you mean?
Yeah, well, what happened actually is on the first run, you know, I have a hurt knee, so I couldn't, you know, typically on a skateboard when you fall, we wear knee pads and you try and knee slide out of it, you know, and that's one of the, you know, ways to go down. And
it's about the only way most of the guys
go down. You know, but that day I had to take, like, I was trying to take full body shots because I didn't have any other option. My knee, there's no way I could have taken a blow to my knee. So what happened is on my first run of the contest, I just jumped off weird, and I was going to go to my knee. And the last second, I realized I couldn't do that. So I tried to land on my side, and then my foot clipped the ramp right when I was about to land on my side, and it grabbed my ankle, and it just tweaked my ankle so bad, and it broke my ankle.
Right, on the first run.
on the first run, I fractured my ankle. Like, yes. Right now, it's fractured and it's healing and it's getting better. But
so then you stopped. Oh, wait. No, you didn't. You kept going.
No, I kept going.
Went back out for more.
You remember? I mean, this is this is what you did with the Great Wall of China. Remember, it was the...
It's the same
I'm
ankle.
I'm sure he remembers.
The day before you were going to try and jump the Great Wall of China, on TV, you hurt your ankle. Yeah, same thing.
It's the same ankle. And
then you missed in practice. Then you did it with the hurt ankle on TV and made it.
Yeah, it's... I mean, I'm not... Actually, I am proud of that, but I don't like being that guy, but it is.
How do you not like being that guy? You're tougher than all of us put together.
Because he's got a broken ankle.
That
that's why.
I'm a tough guy. I don't know. It's like I get this.
Are you kidding? I hurt my ankle. I'm going, I'm not going to walk for months. I need somebody to take care of me. I need chocolate brought to me now.
Yeah.
And you keep going.
The way I look at it is, okay, if I can just get through this, half hour, then I can have chocolate delivered to me and I can take off, okay. And then I don't have to feel guilty.
That's the difference between you and me.
Sit there for 2 months going, what if I would have just, what if I would have done this? It's just like, eliminate all the what ifs.
Danny Way is here. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to find out more about this this movie, which, by the way, opens for 1 week only in theaters, which is still confounding to me, starting this Friday. And you can check your just enter your zip code at xgames3dthemovie.com to find out the theater near you. I also want to talk about this digital 3D technology, which apparently is groundbreaking and brand new. And I have many questions about this big air rail jam, like that really exists, like it's possible for a human to do that. We'll talk more with Danny Way when we return right after this on the Kevin and Bean. One of the all-time great skateboarders, Danny Way, in the studio on the Kevin and Bean Show here this morning. Let's knock him out. Let's put him in a coma before he leaves, just so he feels at home. So he feels like he's had a good day at work today before he leaves the interview.
Well,
I
don't have to compete today, so maybe it wouldn't be a good day to knock me out.
When was the last time? Yeah, that's the only thing that seems to motivate you is pain. Yeah. When was the last time you skateboarded and you felt 100%
physically?
Yeah. You were 17, right? I mean, are we talking years?
1990.
Oh, no.
Really? I've been battling hardcore injuries since, 1990, I think.
So there's always something that is injured and weak, and if you hit wrong, it'll go?
Skateboarding, is... I've come to the... and you have to come to terms with it if you... I'm 34 now, or 35, I think. Wait, 30, I think. I'm 35.
It doesn't matter. You're more man than any of us, so go ahead.
So, I've had to come to terms with the fact that I'm going to, if I'm skateboarding, it's basically, you're hurt, and then you rehabilitate to get hurt again. And it's just a vicious cycle that continues. It happens. It's just been going on for the last 20 years of my life, so it's all I know.
And regardless of where you are in the pain cycle, you compete. That just is how it works.
I don't compete as much as I used to. I do X Games once a year, and I'll pick and choose some different events. But this is my 20 years of pro skateboarding this year, so I definitely forced to skate on somebody else's clock. It seems like when I get hurt, when I do it on my leisure, and when I feel like it. Seems like I don't get hurt as much, but it's like usually when there's structure and it's like, contest is from 12 to 2, practice is from this time to this time.
Right.
When I get into that, that structure, then I start to make mistakes, it seems like.
Have you asked the X Games to do it on your time frame?
Well, X Games was cool enough to actually let me create the event. So,
Well, I guess there is that.
And
Danny, you're a 34-year-old athlete who's had your share of bumps and bruises over the years.
Yeah.
What do you think of when you see Brett Favre at 39 coming back to play football again?
Just on the radio listening to that, actually, you guys talking about that. But I was thinking, I'm going strong at 30. I think it's 35. I'm literally thinking, I might have forgot if it's 34. I think I'm 35. 74, yeah. 35.
yes.
So, I was thinking about that. Like 5 years from now for me,
You'll still be doing it.
Like I definitely feel like I wouldn't be falling off that hard the next 5 years. But I mean, I'm pretty fit. Like I'm pretty meticulous about the way I eat and my diet's pretty strict. And I've been kind of lazy.
You're doing everything you can to prolong the career as long as you can.
Everything I can. And I don't have any, we're different. I feel like, some of the guys that do what we do have a little different mindset maybe than some of the guys with the team sports. But, like, I don't foresee a retirement in my career. I might slow down, but I don't ever see, like, I'm hanging my board up and that's it. You'll never see me throw, it's not like Favre today, or whatever, saying he's never going to throw a ball again. It's like, I'll skate until I'm probably, you know, I don't know how, when it will.
It's
going
to be X Games 80, and Danny's going to be like 94 years old, and everybody's going to be going, yeah,
hey, you know what?
Yeah,
they'll
gonna be the
they'll probably have a senior competition in a few years,
that
by the way.
Be, actually, yeah. That
they did this year at the skate park.
They have the Masters, yeah, which is cool. And
Tony Hawk and a bunch of different guys.
Yeah, see, the thing with vert skating and the mega ramp skating is like, you know, there's not a lot. There's tree skating is such a big part of skateboarding that, you know, there's not a bunch of young talent coming up doing what we do. So if you look at the like age bracket or demographic of the guys that are skating the mega ramp and vert, they're all like mid-20s to mid-30s.
Right.
There's not too many youngsters, but there's a couple. But, mm-hmm. you know, so I'm not the only guy. You know, Bob's like 34. Jake Brown's 35. I mean, Bucky's 36.
Yeah, that's true.
PLG, I think, is 28. But you know, we're all like, but we all, I don't think we all, we don't look at each other and think that we're old. We all just like, we just try and forget about the age part of it, I think. And
the important thing to remember, by the way, almost every single one of those guys you mentioned is you're all skating as well as you've ever skated too, by the way. It's not like you're just hanging on. You guys get better.
That's true. And that's inspiring too, you know, and, the only downside to what we're doing is we're getting better, but we're also, you know, it just so happens that mega ramp just, you know, at this stage of our career and all of us being in our mid-30s is now the most dangerous thing you can do on a skateboard. And we're progressing right. that at right now. And we should have been doing this when we were like 15. But it's like,
right, exactly.
It's but, you know, but there's not a lot of young guys like the street skaters like P-Rod. I mean, yeah. You don't see him on the Big Air.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, skateboarding's, everyone's got their, you know, their niche in skateboarding. And street skating is just one of those things that's, you know, it's accessible. You can do it anywhere. And it's cool, you know, it's like the whole vibe of it, you know, the whole lifestyle of it. And it makes complete sense to me why street skating's huge.
Sure.
Ramps, there's not ramps everywhere, you know, there's only one mega ramp in the world. It's at Bob's house and, you know, and build, you know, for kids to build a ramp at their house, it's, you know, with the permits and the price it cost, you know, to build that. And then most of skate parks nowadays, they don't put proper vert ramps in. So there's not, it's, you know, kind of sad, but. You know, there's not this huge, like, new generation. Occasionally, there's a guy, you know, there's a kid that pops up. You know, this Alex Burleson kid that just won the Maloof Cup.
Mm-hmm.
There's him and then Adam Taylor. There is, you know, there is a couple here and there, but it's not like this. You know, there's right now there's probably, you know, 100 pro street skate, you know, from 18 to 25-year-old pro street skaters that are all arguably just as good as each other, you know?
Right, right.
So it's a whole different world, you know, the vert skating thing. So
tell me about skating on a rail, Danny. Tell me about that.
Skating rails is, you know, there's pros and cons to it, I guess. You know, handrails.
Because walls were too wide. That was the problem. All those years of skating on the 6-inch walls, you go, that's too wide. It's too easy to skate on a wall. Let's skate on a rail.
Yeah.
Let's skate on a banister.
I never, you know, I mean, I started, I think the first handrail I jumped onto, I was probably 13 years old. And I remember thinking, like, and it was probably, you know, a handrail down like 4 stairs, and I was like, wow, that was crazy.
Right.
And now then, you put it in the Big Air ramp. And
yeah, well, street skating down handrails, you know, in my, you know, I grew up skateboarding everything. It's always been about skating everything. And, you know, I don't like to segregate, you know, the genres within our sport. But, you know, the handrails, though, is, you know, one of those things in street skating where it's just like life or death. You know, if you look at the guys that street skate, none of them wear pads. And, you know, there's nothing attractive to me, you know, because, and I've had some of my worst falls on handrails down staircases. And it's like now at my age, the mega rail is a whole different topic, and I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
But like just street skating handrails, like, it's the most deadly thing. You know, metal, there's a metal and concrete. You're going down, you know, this flight of stairs with nothing on, no protection, and anything can happen. And,
right.
You know, guys are doing it down, you know, stairs like 20 stairs, 25 stairs, and just it's so life or death.
You're
and,
begging to meet the concrete at that point.
Yeah. But the rail on the mega ramp's a whole different deal. You know, it's like it's not like, you know, when you're popping off the flat ground, like when you're street skating, you have to, like, you know, which is an ollie, and you pop off the flat ground, you have to like lift up to get on the rail.
Mm-hmm.
The mega rail, if you know, the whole, to me, I would. It's a lot easier for me to skate the rail on the mega ramp versus a big rail down a set of stairs.
Because you're flying past it anyway.
It's a trajectory of the jump sends you up right at it, so you don't have to worry about getting on it. You know, you already have the air and the speed to get up to it. But the, you know, it takes I mean, there's only a handful of guys that can skate the mega ramp, which takes, you know, 20 years of pro skateboarding to get to that level. So to us that have gotten to that level, skating the mega rail is not that big of a deal,
but
I guess.
But the precision of landing on it is what I can't get. That's, yeah, I mean, like that's a matter of a couple of inches.
I was at Staples Center and watched that, and I don't know, 75% of the runs, the landing was impossible, and it just looked like these guys are doing their best, and it's really tough.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, there's definitely some improvement that'll happen, I think, next year. There was just a shortage of time going into the event with, you know, as far as practice went, and, you know,
Danny was telling us off the air that they had about 4 days.
Yeah, 4 days.
Before,
really?
Yeah, before the
there's no permit, you know, the permanent ramp, there's only a permanent mega ramp that exists is at Bob's house right now. Which is, you know, for all of us to use, ESPN, X Games, Disney, you know, they all put in, you know, help Bob. We all build this ramp at his house, and it is a training facility for all of us. But at the same time, the rail just, I don't know why, it's just been like one of those things that we've been procrastinating on getting up, and it finally went up like a week before the X Games.
Oh, my God. So,
a lot of cool stuff went down considering, but, you know, I think there would have been a lot more consistency if it would have been up sooner. But same time, it is a best trick contest, and regardless if it was, you know, if guys had a handful of tricks or not, it is one trick that matters. The best one counts. So.
Oh, I thought you said handful of chicks. I was so excited there for a minute.
You know, that's
for another time.
That's for another. That's a different event.
X Games 3D the movie opens Friday, August 21st for 1 week only. What's the strategy there? What happens after that week in 3D on the big screen? If you know. I know that's not your area. But
I don't know the strategy. I just know about the movie, and I've seen it, and it is.
Is it awesome?
It is by far the most, like, I really, you know, can't put words to it because it's, I've not, you know, like, I remember watching 3D when I was a kid, like, going in and seeing the 3D movie and getting the cheesy glasses.
Goofy
and,
glasses, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, the, you know, you still wear the goofy glasses, but they're a little bit cooler these days. You know, they look like some weird Oakleys or something now. The 3D has come so far. It's so real, and it's almost like beyond real. It's almost like exaggerated reality, and it's just like so in your face, and the angles that they have, and like,
and it's IMAX too. It's not IMAX.
It was the most intense film. Like, and I 99.99% of times that I watch movies, I fall asleep, and that's kind of my test to a movie if it's good or not.
Right, sure.
And this thing, you know, not just because I was in it, it was actually, you know, that entertaining that, you know, I think people, when they see this movie, are going to look at, you know, the sports that we do and really have a different respect for it. I mean, this movie, you know, it gives you goosebumps, you know.
It sounds amazing. It really
does.
And
it's got great music. It's got Crystal Method, Green Day, Eagles of Death Metal, The Cult.
Yeah, Stevie Lawrence and Matty Goodman and the guys that put the film together, like, you know, just to make this happen in the last second, you know, Phil Orleans, you know, all the guys, Steve Puck, the guys that, you know, that made this happen are, you know, I couldn't believe how successful they were with, you know, with something they didn't even really anticipate on doing, you know, and Disney, you know, got behind it and made it happen. And I think it's going to be a movie that people are going to be very impressed with and going to leave pretty excited about skateboarding, BMX, motocross. Wow. You know,
congratulations. X Games 3D, the movie. You just go to xgames3dthemovie.com, enter in your zip code for the theater nearest you. Danny Way, always great to have you on the Kevin and Bean Show, man. Thanks a lot for stopping by.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Southern California has a water shortage, so don't be a water waster. Use a broom to clean those driveways and sidewalks instead of a hose. That saves at least 150 gallons every time. Want to know more about what you can do? Find out at bewaterwise.com. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
It's like taking 150 million cars off the road.
That's right.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, to save water, I do a sand enema now.
It's the world famous K-Rock at 758.
Oh. Ralph Garber is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday. What the hell's going on, Ralph?
Well, this didn't take long. ABC has announced they're developing a weekly TV series based on The Time Traveler's Wife.
What?
Movie's been out for a week, and they're already making a TV series out of it.
I thought the movie has not been well received.
It grossed nearly $20 million in its first 3 days. It's been well-received by audiences.
That's the dude that keeps skipping through time and can't help it?
He's got a genetic defect, Kevin, which forces him to travel through time involuntarily.
And his name is John Locke?
No.
I don't
know. His name is Eric Bana.
Okay.
Yeah, Eric.
And he falls in love with Rachel McAdams, who is an artist who puts up with his shenanigans.
Who could blame him?
And they get married, and he just zips in and out of her life periodically throughout the next 20 years or so.
It's kind of like my marriage.
Yeah. Right. Usually you're in Vegas, but occasionally you pop home as if you've traveled through time. And
say, she says, who are you?
And she introduces you to the kids, right. And then you disappear again. Yeah. So apparently ABC is in talks with Marta Kaufman, one of the creators of Friends, to develop the book and successful movie into a TV series.
Fantastic.
Hope it comes with tampons. Because that's who's going to be watching. John and Kate plus Hate, my new favorite reality show.
Sure.
More news about the couple with the 8 kids. Well, she has 8 kids now. He has 2 girlfriends.
Right.
And apparently TLC, the network that carries John and Kate plus 8, isn't too thrilled with Johnny Boy, according to TMZ. They have shot off a letter to him saying that he is in violation of his morals clause of his contract with the network because he is pretty much out partying and drinking and being photographed going in and out of bars while his wife is at home raising their 8 kids.
Or whatever she's doing.
Or whatever she's doing.
Well, instead of penalizing him, they should be filming him and putting that on the show.
Well, here's the thing. He may not care if he gets fired off of the show because, according to TMZ.com, he is in talks with another production company about another reality show called Divorced Dads Club.
Oh,
what?
No.
That will chronicle the lives of famous divorced fathers.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yeah.
That guy is a zero.
He is less interesting than his hair plugs. That's for sure.
No one looks worse at age 32 than John of John
32?
And Kate. No one.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's rough.
He is. But at least he's got nothing going on upstairs.
He's the anti-Stamos.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, I don't know if you caught it or not, but Britney Spears stopped by the David Letterman show, well, via videotape anyway, to read off the top 10 list. Britney was in a bikini, perched on a desk, and depending on the viscosity of your ass cheeks, that can be a good or bad idea.
In this case, how was the viscosity?
It was a little too viscous.
Oh, so not a good look.
She looks great. I mean, comparatively, she looks like she's back in her hotness again.
Right, but not compared to when she was really hot.
But almost no woman could wear a bikini bottom and sit on a flat desk and have your ass and thighs look good.
Yeah.
Oh, leave Britney alone! I'm sorry, but I have to speak the truth. Anyway, Letterman gave her a list to read. Ways the country would be different if Britney Spears were president, and Britney read off the 10 herself. Here's a couple excerpts.
Top 10 ways the country would be different if Britney Spears were president. 10.
I'd be the first president to wear eyeshadow since Nixon.
Number 7.
My situation room would be a cabana at the Palms Casino in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh, that's right. And number 3.
Challenge U.S. to put nightclub on the moon by the end of the decade.
Exactly. Number 2.
3 words. Vice President Diddy.
And the number 1 way the country would be different if Britney Spears were president.
Finally, the media would pay some attention to me.
There you go. There's Britney Spears.
Yeah.
That's true. That would be helpful,
for
her.
A cabana at the Palms Casino? How many takes did they do before they just said, all right, just let her say cabana? We can't get her to say cabana. We're just going to have to go with what we have.
She does still sound like she's never spent a day outside of Louisiana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And never spent a day in an acting class either.
Oh, that's true.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Former President Bill Clinton celebrates his 63rd birthday today.
Yeah.
Wonder if Hillary's going to pop out of a cake for him.
Oh,
in a pantsuit.
That's not what he wants.
Peter Gallagher turns 54. John Stamos, the ageless John Stamos, the guy who gets better looking as he approaches 50. F him.
Yeah.
With his good looks.
Here's a guy who Rebecca Romijn divorced him, and he woke up the next day and probably banged somebody even hotter than her.
He was a great looking guy on the freaking Two Midgets in the Family show, whatever that
Full
was.
House.
Full House.
Yeah, yeah.
Great looking young guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hope as he gets older, he'll start to, you know, look craggy and tired like the rest of us do as we get older. And he looks better now than he did when he was young and good looking.
Compare him to 50-year-olds throughout history.
It's horrible. It's just BS.
It's not right.
He's satanic. There's something evil about him.
He's how old? 46?
Yes.
John from John and Kate, 32, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Kira Sedgwick turns 44 years old today. Kevin Dillon from Entourage, another guy who's aging pretty well. He's 44. And Matthew Perry from Friends celebrates his 40th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
I don't have the article in front of me, but I read earlier today that it is the 21st anniversary today of the first use of the term going postal. 21 years ago today was the post office employee who got fired, went back in after he was fired and mowed down a bunch of people at the post office. And that's not how you want to leave a job. I mean, if you get fired from your job because they don't think you're a good fit with the business, you don't exactly prove that they're wrong by coming back an hour later with a rifle.
Well,
okay?
I don't think the rifle guys are thinking that they're going to get rehired.
Yeah, I mean, probably not at that point.
I don't think they're going to go, hey, yeah, you know what? We were wrong. Come on back.
I'm just saying, you don't look better because you come back and kill your supervisor. That's my whole point. And we got started to talk about this conversation earlier this week after the Mad Men premiere, season 3 premiere on Sunday night, about people who get fired and then go ballistic. There are so many great stories of when that happens, and it was a plot point on this Sunday's Mad Men. Kevin, I know you watched it and you loved it.
Oh, that is such a good show.
But there's an advertising agency on this show that has been taken over by a British firm. And you know what happens when one company swallows up another company? They start firing people because they want to bring in their own people, or they want to condense or whatever. So one of the guys who gets fired by the Brits who are now in charge takes the news very, very badly.
Sorry about that. Wasn't easy.
We'll see how you do without my Rolodex.
You're going to take that risk.
You make me sick.
Okay, right there is where he turned. Right there is when you realize, okay, security,
we're
this guy is not,
risk.
Not taking the news very well. You make me sick, he says to his boss.
You're the dying empire. We're the future.
Bert, control yourself.
I'm the head of accounts, damn it.
I'm sure we'll regret it.
See you on the breadlines, fellas.
All right, so he slams the door, and now he's walking out of the office, and you're thinking, well, whew, at least that's over. At least now he's going to quietly go to his car and drive away. No.
Fellow comrades in mediocrity, I want you to listen very carefully. You can all go straight to hell.
All right. So now he's screaming at the other people in the office because he just got fired. Now as he walks out to his office to clean out his desk, he starts knocking everything off every desk he passes. He just takes his arm and just swoops it right onto the floor. All right, that's not the exit. Now he's in his office continuing to scream and smash everything he can get his hands on before he goes. People are standing outside his door talking.
Drop dead, you limey vulture!
Son of a bitch! Good luck, everybody! Good luck!
I assume you will let him know when Mr. Peterson has left the building.
Okay, that's how you want to leave a job.
That is how you want to do it. I got to be honest.
So we're going to be looking for your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Everybody who has a job has seen somebody get fired or been there when somebody got fired, and there are a variety of ways they could handle it. We're looking for the funny ways. So, we're looking for the ways where the person did not go quietly into the good night.
Melting down when fired.
Yeah.
1-800-520-1067. You remember Half-Baked? Remember that scene? That was one of the classic scenes when the guy quits and says,
"Still waiting on that heifer, Julio." You're cool. You, I'm out.
The best.
Yes. Nice.
You want to be the one guy who's cool, right?
Of course.
Of course. You want to be that
even
guy?
Even though you just got fired, I'm cool. That's awesome. I mean, it comes as a real shock to some people when they're fired, and some people are in shock. I mean, almost literally, they just walk out like zombies. They don't even think about what – they can't even comprehend what's really going on because it seems so surreal to them. But then there are people who get it quickly and just – they go ballistic.
Those that get it and get it quickly have been fired before usually. And so it's not as much a shock to them. So, like, if I get fired, I'm cool. I've had a good run. And
how many times have you been fired?
I don't know.
Radio.
Four
Radio's
or five,
like that, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
You get used to it. You just go, all right. Cool.
Time to move on.
Next.
We are going to take your calls on stories of people being fired and what they did at 1-800-520-1067. Before the break, before we get to your telephone calls, I will say that in radio, if and when we're fired, we're not going to get the opportunity to say goodbye. That's the one thing you can definitely count on. Yeah. For whatever reason, they trust you to do the show for all those years, but then once you're leaving, they don't trust you to be able to make a graceful exit and not say something bad about the people that have fired you, right?
Well, I'm guessing because we'll say...
You're cool. You, I'm out.
I'm guessing that's their fear.
That could happen.
Or we'll be like the woman who I think was in Georgia or someplace a couple of years ago who took advantage on her last day on the air to leave her listeners with this message.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying,
listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
That's the way you want to do it right there. Yes. That's fantastic.
1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about what you did after you got fired. Sometimes you don't always just pack up your stuff and leave. Got an email from a listener named Anthony who said, don't mention my name, but I used to work for Disney. Someone was fired, put on a hardcore rap CD over the internet, over the intercom before he left the building, then put gay pride stickers all over the boss's car on his way out, stole a bunch of Disney dollars, too, to go on a shopping spree.
And so that's one way to leave a job.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
All right, just checking.
But don't mention his name, his last name Estrada. Don't say that. Right.
Oh. Right. Let's go to James. Hi, James.
Hey, how's it going?
You fell apart? You had a meltdown?
Oh, yeah. I was in the military, and me and my boss had a problem. My family has told some wrong information about me when I came back from a military operation overseas. My boss handed me, the colonel handed me my discharge papers one hand, and I punched him with my other.
You punched him in the... You punched your colonel?
Really?
Yeah. Punched him in the face.
Punched him in the face.
Does that go well in the Marines or the Army?
No,
is that,
no? Air Force, but not Air Force? Go well at all.
They don't like that?
They don't like that, no.
Yeah. Mm. All right.
You sound like you may still have some anger issues.
Oh, I do.
Mm. Okay, we're going to get off the phone right now.
We're going to let you go. You're the best, and the Air Force rules.
I listen to you guys every day.
We won't be in touch.
We
will not be in touch.
And we're working out of the studio in Phoenix now, so head on by and visit us.
You're the best.
I'll be over.
No, I'm saying you're the best Air Force ever.
I think you guys. I don't know what you guys are great shows. I listen to you every day.
Okay. Right, thank you, James. Quick, hang on
a bit at that.
Let's try Lori on line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Lori, you were the boss. You had to fire someone. What happened?
Hey guys.
Hi.
So I fired somebody for cause, and. About 4 or 5 days later, she shows up at work with her two young children picketing our company.
Oh, good. Excellent. What did the sign say?
They said the particular company's name, don't care. There were spelling errors, horribly painted giant signs. But the catch is it went on for 3 years.
What?
The woman brought her kids and picketed for 3 years?
Sometimes the kids weren't there. I'm sure that was during school hours. But she also, we moved our building once, and I got to work, and there she was.
Wow.
I thought it was gone. And, yeah, 3 years. What happened was she wound up starting to use a bullhorn, and so we got her on disturbing the peace and restraining order, and so she had to stop. But it took 3 years.
Wow.
How about that? What did you fire her for?
I don't want to say.
Okay. Say!
It was for cause. It was definitely for cause.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Fantastic.
Why won't you hire me back?
Exactly. Yeah. Anyways, guys, have a great day. I got to go to work.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Let's try Phil. He's on line 2. Hey, Phil. We're talking about firings gone wrong. What happened?
Hey, my buddy did the Dirty Dozen. He got fired for a prank gone wrong.
Yeah.
So he left his supervisors a box of donuts. We all knew they don't eat them.
Right.
It'd be a prank.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah, we know there's a lot of things you can do with donuts before they get to the recipient. We get that.
And there was a paper today, flipped the box over, and he defiled a maple bar and a couple other ones.
Okay, I think we get it. All right, good. These are people you don't want to make enemies of. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Defiled the maple bar. I didn't think that sentence would be said today. All right. Let's go to Rod, who seems to have a pretty good story. Not Steven. Hang on. Sorry. Rod. Hi, Rod. Hey, Rod.
I'm here.
Hi, sorry. What happened?
This is what happened. I used to work for this radio station, and I did promotions, and they had a Hummer. And unfortunately, I crashed, and I crashed into a wall. It was one of those nights that was at the club. And I crashed into a wall, and I messed up the Hummer, so we had a meeting. Unfortunately, in the meeting, they said, you're fired.
Right. But wait, before you go on, didn't you see that coming? Because you did crash the vehicle into a wall.
Well, let's tell you this. I was in transitioning of moving on to the on-air because I was that good.
Uh-huh.
So my head was really sick at the time.
Oh, I see.
And I said, okay, well, they're not going to fire me. I'm doing real good for the station. I'm sure they're not going to fire me.
Okay,
and,
so they fired you.
They fired me. And what I had to do, eventually, I said, okay, I'm leaving. I got up. I smacked my boss in the head, and I walked out because I think that's the classic way to go.
To hit your boss in the head?
I hit the boss in the head. I walked out.
Okay.
And, of course, I walked out laughing. And, yeah, I said a couple bad words.
Sure.
And eventually they ended up suing me for it.
Yeah. That can happen when you hit someone in the head.
Yeah, I mean, it is assault on top of the damage that you caused the company with wrecking their car. So whatever happened with it? Did it go to court?
After all, no. I called a couple months later because, I ignored it. So all I did was, ignored it and then called a month later, and they stated that, it was dismissed.
It was? Luckily. What was dismissed? You mean the case was dismissed?
The case was dismissed.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
So they took it to court. And I guess
you got lucky. You got lucky. And by the way, you weren't doing any good for that radio station, I can tell you.
That's correct. We just tell from talking to you.
Right. They made the absolute, they made the right call.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have time for Jason on line three? This sounds even wackier, if you can believe it. Hi, Jason. Thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey. So we had a guy in our accounting department a few months back that they decided to let go. So they let him go, and he snuck back into the building the next day. He went through the parking garage and got back inside.
Right.
And just went back to his desk and tried to go back to work.
What?
So really?
As if he wasn't fired?
As if he wasn't fired.
Okay.
So here's where it gets bizarre, though. So they explained to him, look, we're sorry, but you've been let go. We're going to have to ask you to leave. And he flips out about how the building is surrounded by aliens and we're all possessed by them. And then he starts making threats. He grabs the stapler off his desk and starts pointing it at people, saying he's going to get us.
I'm going to staple you. I mean it.
And so we had to call security, and security had to call the police, and they arrested him. A couple of months later, he started calling people's voicemails at work. Like, I guess he took a directory or still had some of the numbers.
Right, sure.
And he started leaving threatening voicemails. So the police are still trying to find this guy. Apparently, he doesn't live where he used to live anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's probably, I've never heard the you're possessed by aliens.
Well, that is a rare usage, but I guess it works.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
I enjoy the radio show. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much. And you agree with us that the Air Force rules, right? Because that's what I think.
Well, it's harder and harder for new artists to sell records these days, as you know. It's getting very difficult to charge people for music anymore. But here's one I think that's going to work out. Apparently, Geffen Records, Kevin, has just signed a hot new artist, Pope Benedict XVI. We'll soon have a record out.
What?
Listeners will be, quote, shocked by the Pope's incredible voice.
Oh, come on.
That's what the press release says.
But isn't he like 80? I mean, I don't care. I mean, he's anyone who's 80 doesn't have an incredible voice, right?
Right.
8 tracks of music. He's going to be singing songs. He's going to be working with the choir of Philharmonic Academy at Rome. I mean, he apparently is putting out a proper CD.
That's unbelievable.
Yes.
Well, we have to find out more information about this. It's been a while since we've checked in with His Holiness anyway. So on the phone from the Vatican right now, Pope Benedict XVI joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Pope.
Yeah, guten Tag, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We are good. How are you today?
Oh, I am very well, thank God.
I understand you have a new CD, a new jam getting ready to drop.
Yeah, it's going to be off the chain, yo.
Now, what kind of music are you going to be doing? Because I think the only thing that makes sense for you would be kind of a somber record of choir music and maybe some prayers, the type of things that Catholics might receive at a ceremony.
The new CD will have litanies and prayers.
Okay.
And also some mad fat tracks, yo.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's OG Pope.
Is that the name of it?
I am DJ Infallible. That's my club name.
I didn't realize you had a club name.
Yeah. It's going to be fat and funky and whatnot.
Okay.
Have you already recorded anything, or has this just been announced and now you have to go in and make the record?
No, we have already laid down all the tracks for the CD.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we have turned it into Geffen Records, who is going to be releasing it.
Okay.
Really?
And I just had a meeting with David Geffen, who's a great fella, even though he likes the Schwanstucker.
Okay.
And when your producer called and said she wanted to talk about me dropping my mad beats.
Right.
I sent some tracks over there so you could hear.
Oh, that's what these are?
Yeah.
This is from your new CD.
Yeah, I've
awesome.
Had a couple selections, some deep cuts.
Okay.
Off of the new CD.
All right, I don't know what this is. Do you want to set up the first one? Or?
I think you recognize this one as a fat, funky hit from the pop charts today.
All right, here you go.
Oh,
new music from the Pope.
I want to hold them like they do in Texas Plains. Hold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me, I love it. Like intuition, play the cards with spades to start. Then after he's been cooked, I play the one that's on his heart. Oh, I get him hot, show him what I've got. Can't read my, can't read my, no he can't read my poker face. Can't read my, can't read my, no he can't read my poker face.
I don't know about this. Your holiness.
Yeah, that's a good one, eh?
Jay-Z was wrong. The auto-tune is not dead.
No, it's not dead at all. It's fat and funky.
You know what's funny, though, Your Holiness, is that usually the auto-tune can make people sing on tune.
Yeah, that's what I used it for.
I see, okay.
Yeah, play another one. I reach back for this one, the next track you got there.
Okay.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. Your other brother can't deny. When a girl walked in with an itty bitty waist and a lump thing in your face, you got sprung. When I pull up front, cause you noticed that butt was stuffed deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get with you and take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but with that butt you got, oh me so horny.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Your Holiness. Now, isn't that a little unseemly to have the Pope talking about lustful thoughts about a woman's ass?
Hey, just because you're on a diet doesn't mean you can't look at the menu. I defy you not to get up and shake your ass when that hits the dance floor.
Well, all right.
I don't know how your faithful are going to go. And we got one more track here, too?
Yeah, this is the single. You'll be hearing it soon on Power 106.
Okay. It's the Pope.
Ooh, baby, baby. 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 Ooh, baby, baby, ooh, baby, baby. Now, wait a minute, y'all. All this dance ain't for everybody, only the sexy people. Oh, you'll fly, mother f***, get out of them, dance.
What?
Dance, I said, mother f***, dance.
I'm uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable with that completely.
That does not seem like the Pope would be doing any of those songs.
Oh, that would make Jesus get right off the cross to dance.
Oh, man. Wow. Really?
Yeah!
Really, though. I mean, the songs weren't offensive enough.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Really?
Okay. All right. Good to talk to you. How about that? New Weezer on the world famous K-Rock at 5 minutes till 9 o'clock.
Where's their album? I demand an album that kind of sounds like that. That was a really good song.
October 27th.
I like that.
October 27th, yeah. There you go. That's a brand new Weezer here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday. What you talking about, Ralph Garman?
Maybe now we know why Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo broke up with his girlfriend Jessica Simpson.
It's Romo.
Dude, that's the rib. Restaurant. Oh. Learn.
It's true. Sorry.
Love. Live.
All right.
Apparently, according to FoxNews.com, which, as you know,
that's your source,
never tells a lie.
Yeah.
It was Jessica Simpson's drinking habits that led Tony to dump her.
Really?
What? She drinks more than he does?
Yes. A source close to the couple said Jessica would get really drunk and obnoxious. It was out of control. She'd be sprawled everywhere with her head on his lap, and the look of embarrassment on Tony's face said it all.
She was obnoxious when she wasn't drunk.
Yeah, can you imagine her being all sloppy drunk?
No.
That would be hell to deal with, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Simpson reportedly was devastated over the split and left her sad, mad, and confused. So she went out and got loaded. Now she feels better.
No, here's some chocolate, Fat Joe.
Oh, come on, now.
Just saying.
That sex tape that really isn't a sex tape with Eric Dane from Grey's Anatomy and his wife Rebecca Gayhart and former Miss Teen USA Carrie Ann Paniche was, according to Carrie Ann, stolen by her celebrity rehab roommate, country music star Mindy McCready. However, now Mindy is making her vehement denial public. Told the New York Daily News that, in fact, it was Carrie Ann who swiped all of her stuff off of her computer and stole money from her while they were starring in the show. on VH1.
But that doesn't explain how the video got out.
No. She said she did know about the video, though, but tried to help Eric and Rebecca keep their little indiscretion out of the public eye. Yeah. She has no idea how it got out.
Huh.
You gonna trust a drunk country western star? Not me.
No.
That's not my status, mister. And apparently the hottest property in Hollywood these days is Abraham Lincoln.
What are you talking about?
Two battling film projects were announced yesterday about Abe Lincoln, finally. Abe Lincoln's getting some attention.
Okay.
I seem to remember that when we had Liam Neeson on a few months ago, that was going to be his next project. I think he told us that he was playing Abe Lincoln in a movie. Is that one of the ones you're talking about?
It doesn't mention his casting in this Daily Variety story, but it does say director Steven Spielberg is working on a biography of Honest Abe, although no production date has been set yet. But Robert Redford is also directing a film called The Conspirator, which is the story of the boarding house owner who was convicted of aiding John Wilkes Booth in the assassination of President Lincoln. And she was hanged for treason after that.
Wow.
Boy, do those both sound really dull. But there you go. They're reaching back.
Yeah.
Remakes, remakes, remakes. Yeah. Now they're remaking Old Abe's story.
But I think there's enough of a good story there that a director like Spielberg can make it a good movie.
I'm sure you do.
You're a doctor and presidents. A guy knocks on your door in the middle of the night. He's just killed Abraham Lincoln. He wants you to save him. I mean, there's an ethical dilemma there.
Yes, there is. There is an ethical dilemma there.
Speaking of remakes, Dirty Dancing's being remade. Of course, the movie with Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey was popular in the 80s and then became a hit Broadway musical.
Yeah.
Sure.
And now is being turned back into a feature film. No word yet on who will be playing Johnny, who Patrick Swayze played, or Baby, who Jennifer Grey plays. But I'm guessing they won't put her in a corner. Because that's just not what you do.
Mm-hmm. Part of the
you don't put Baby in the corner.
All right.
Nobody puts Baby in the corner, Kevin.
No. Didn't see that.
Apparently, it is going to be a updated version of Dirty Dancing. So it might happen in this day and age as opposed to the 60s when the original film was set. That would be really Dirty Dancing. There'd be some hip fights. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Naked hip fights.
Yeah.
That's what kind of Dirty Dancing I want to see.
Air tight.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Matthew Perry turns 40 years old today. Kevin Dillon of Entourage is 44. See Entourage this past weekend?
I don't think I did yet.
He was Meadow Soprano. Jamie Lynn Sigler
plays
Kevin Dillon's love interest in the TV show that he's working on. And his boss tries to hump her, basically. And he's all upset because Turtle feels weird about letting her be in the TV show. Anyway, it was a very funny episode. I enjoyed it. Kira Sedgwick's 44 years old today. John Stamos is a ridiculously good-looking 46. Peter Gallagher celebrates his 54th birthday. And our former president, William Jefferson Clinton, celebrates his 63rd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Let me tell you what I like about us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. BJ Novak from the movie Inglourious Basterds, the new Quentin Tarantino film, is going to be on the program tomorrow. We got Adam Carolla on Friday, also the director of Titanic. You know that was the last movie James Cameron made was Titanic?
Really?
No, I didn't.
Biggest movie of all time. He is back with Avatar this year. We're going to talk to the great James Cameron himself on Friday and lots of other stuff that we are very close to announcing. Some guests are going to be very excited to hear about it.
Like the 11-year-old that interviewed the president. Did you see that video?
I heard the story. I haven't seen the video yet.
We were going to talk to the little 11-year-old.
Yeah.
And had him set up and lined up for tomorrow's show. Mm-hmm. And then his teacher checked out our website. And then his teacher uninvited the student.
Oh, no.
And said that it probably wouldn't be wise. Oh.
Well, look, that's a good teacher.
If he can handle talking to President Barack Obama, he can certainly handle talking to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Well, sometimes I can't handle talking to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Apparently the teacher feels otherwise, so that person has been uninvited on our program.
Oh, I wanted to talk to little Damon. That's awesome. He's interviewed Oprah and D-Wade and a bunch of people. I mean, that guy's my hero. So, we'll get a shot. All right, we got to take care of some personal business here. I guess we're on the trail of a thief. What's the story here, guys?
Well, I have a computer at work, and it has all of our work documents and everything. Like, we have anything like that. It has a lot of pictures on it. And it's missing. And the computer is the job of the intern, right?
Yeah. After the show, he or she comes in, gets the headphones, Kevin's computer, and just random stuff that's in the studio.
Cleans up the studio because Kat can't have, even a
safety pin.
Safety pin, and she goes crazy. So, but now the computer's gone. The case is here. And the power cord is here, and the internet connective cord is here, here, but there's no computer.
Now, you're the only one who uses that,
yes.
right? It gets packed up and put in the office every day.
Correct.
Or not.
Or does it?
Or sold on eBay, apparently, after yesterday's show.
Wow.
So who's responsible? Who's in charge of this?
Well, that would have been our intern yesterday, JV. Who we are now calling at home.
Interesting.
Well, I wish we would have called him at home 4 hours ago and woken him up.
Yeah.
Instead of letting the thief sleep in.
Probably already put it on eBay. Mm. It's not much of a computer. I got to be honest. It's a piece of crap. If you bought it. You're...
Knowing the kind of pictures that Mike sends you, you're probably safer from a law enforcement standpoint to not have that computer in your possession anymore.
That's true. Maybe I should pay. If JV didn't steal it. JV?
Yes.
Hey, it's Kevin and Bean.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Bean.
Hey. How do you like the computer?
What computer?
Oh, he was ready for you, dude. Oh, he was ready for you. He was ready with the denial.
The computer that's in our studio every day that you cleaned up yesterday.
Oh, your computer?
Yes.
Wait, the one that I put in the bag and bring in the office after every show?
Right, that one. How do you like it?
It's in the bag, isn't it?
No.
Mm-hmm-mm.
Turns out there's the power cord and the other connective cords, but really just not as much a computer as as just air.
I'm baffled. No, I put it in the bag. No, I always put it in the bag after every show. Cat watches me.
Is that code?
That's code, yeah.
Well, then how come the bag is still in the studio then?
Wait, that's where seems I put like the, it. Oh, in the
seems
studio?
Like the, yeah, seems like the bag. Is that? Do I have that wrong?
No. The intern for today, Jose, came in this morning and said to me, hey, Psycho, there's no computer in the bag. The bag was put back in the office, but when we opened it up...
Like I always put in the office.
How did you get it out?
Get what out?
The computer. Like, how did you walk past...
I can't
past?
Get the computer. Why would I want your computer? I have a computer of my own.
I don't know. I didn't steal it. How do you expect me to answer that question?
I have my own computer. And if I...
How much should JV have gotten for it, Kevin?
For that computer? $250 $300
Seems
not much.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of a crappy computer.
Yeah.
But still,
to have it.
I mean, I don't have one now. You know.
I don't have your computer either. I just have my computer.
How much did you get for it?
I didn't get anything for it.
Mm-hmm. You said you don't
have it. You gave
it
away?
No, I didn't give it away.
So you still have it?
I'm Jewish. I would have sold it for a lot of money.
Hey, don't you know? Haven't you read the CBS manual? Words can hurt.
That's
okay?
True.
You never gave me a CBS manual, and I probably wouldn't have read it anyway.
Yeah, it's boring.
You made the right decision.
So you don't have it?
No.
All right. Who does?
I put it in the bag, and then I put it inside the office.
All right. The bag was in the office, but there was no computer in the bag.
That's not my fault. I put it in the bag. Dave took it?
All right. We'll have to fight.
All right. So if your story is to be believed, and we have no reason to suspect that it should be believed, by the way, when you left yesterday, it was put away where it's supposed to be, in the bag.
Like always, yes.
Okay. So it was in the bag.
It was in the bag.
Mm-hmm. The computer.
Along with the power cord and the ridiculously long USB cord, or Ethernet cord.
Okay.
It is a ridiculously long Ethernet cord. That's true. I'm 1 foot from the Ethernet connection, and it's a 750-foot cord. I don't know why. But everybody that walks into the studio gets wrapped up in it and falls, and it takes us about an hour to get them out.
It takes me 5 minutes to coil it up.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
I don't know why that is.
And by the way, in the 21st century, I don't know, how tough is it to have wireless? I mean, seriously, doesn't it seem at this point like we could have wireless at the building?
We did, and he kept saying, oh, yeah, it doesn't need a code, and then it wouldn't let me on. So I finally said, just give me a cord. So he gave me a 750-foot cord.
Listen, don't leave town. We may have further questions for you, but we're going to pursue it from the angle of it was put away when you left, and then we'll see if we can track it after that.
Okay.
Hey, the dude who's the intern today could have eaten it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Right?
He covered it. He covered it with a, hey, there's no computer in here.
He's pretty big.
Yeah. We'd never be able to.
All right, we'll work on him, JV. Thank you.
Not a small man.
All right.
Bye now.
I love the news. I follow the news, but I couldn't be more glassed over than I am with this healthcare debate that's been going on all summer long. It really just fails to engage me, and I know that it's important, and I know that I should care, but let me know when it's done.
Well,
I think
me up when it's over.
It is exhausting.
I think the problem is that there's just a lot of people yelling over each other
yep.
and mm-hmm. not any debating. Yeah. That seems to be a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, and if you watch, you know, The Daily Show, for instance, which is, let's be frank, the best source of news in this country, you'll see a clip here and there of a guy showing up and just standing in a senator's face and just screaming at him. And I sometimes wonder if maybe that's the best way to determine how my health care insurance should work.
And then you realize, yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
All right, well, maybe it is. So we thought there's one person we can go to for at least one side of the story that maybe we can understand. We'd like to welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a while since we caught up with the man, but he's very busy, the president of the United States, Mr. Barack Obama, joins us on the show. Hey, Mr. President.
Well, good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Well, we're doing fine, but I know that your summer has really been occupied by this health care thing, and I'm afraid a lot of Americans still don't know exactly what the debate is about.
Well, I believe it's important for Americans to have a vigorous debate about health care.
Right.
But we need to listen to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because after all, we're all in this together.
Right.
But I kid you not, I will carpet bomb Arizona.
Now, in Arizona, I guess you've had some pretty spirited rallies down there where people have showed up with signs and screaming, in some cases with guns.
Bitches are showing up with guns.
That's happening.
That is happening.
They're showing up at the rally to talk about health care with guns.
And I may have gone to Harvard, but I will put a cap in someone's ass. I will represent.
I don't think you're allowed to carry a gun, are you?
I will send some Reaper drones to Arizona.
Right.
And we will wipe that state off the map. And frankly, I don't think anyone will notice.
Look, I understand that some of the people who have showed up with firearms, Mr. President, are just trying to make a point. Hey, you know, stay away from my Second Amendment rights. I can carry a gun, therefore I will. But it just doesn't seem like a good mix having the President of the United States anywhere near a rifle.
I would like to make a point as well. That I have the Secret Service.
Right.
And I will have them shoot you.
Okay. That's a good point, actually.
Okay.
But I think the fact is that a lot of the forces that oppose health care reform are spreading some misinformation.
Well, tell us about your death squad or death posse or whatever that is.
It's scaring a lot of people.
Hunter.
Mm-hmm. And first is they think the veterans will lose their benefits.
Right.
And that's just not the case.
Okay, so that's a lie.
Any veteran that qualifies for benefits will keep those benefits.
Okay. Okay.
Another is the mandatory public option.
Right.
If they're a public option for health care, that you'll have to go with that option instead of your own plan. And that's just not the case.
So people are worried.
But you call it an option, that means it's optional, right?
Right. And then there's these death panels they keep talking about.
Yes, the death panels.
That I want to pull the plug on grandma.
Right.
That is true.
What? What?
I don't like old people.
What?
Have you ever tried to get into a parking lot of a Target?
Yes,
with
I
a
have,
lot of old people driving around?
I
well,
have.
Yeah,
it'll,
but
it'll
you
make
don't,
you nuts.
Yeah, but you don't just kill them, Mr. President. I mean, they do still have a quality of life that you need to.
Do they?
Yeah.
A lot of them poop in their pants.
Right.
They have to wear diapers.
Sure, but that
that's no quality of life.
But those people are related to someone. I mean, they have kids or family or friends, you know.
And they have money to pass on to those people when they're dead.
Okay, but I think what's concerning some people is let the doctor make that decision with the patient rather than maybe, I think what some people are afraid of is that the government is going to say, well, you're too old or cost too much to keep alive, we are going to kill you.
You ever notice when old people are talking to you, they get that spit in the corners of their mouth?
Oh,
I have noticed that.
That is the worst.
That is freaking gross.
That is pretty gross.
I just can't take it anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like to look at it. And I think they should die.
Okay, well,
I mean, it's just my opinion.
That seems extreme.
But, and they smell funny.
They do.
I found they do smell.
They do smell funny. That's true.
I mean, he's got a point. I mean, at least you're putting all your cards on the table. At least we know where you're coming from. Is you want to thin the herd if they get too old.
I mean, one thing we don't need is any more people in the United States.
Well, that's true.
We got enough.
Yeah.
And old people, they just bug.
Okay. Old people bug.
Old people bug.
All right. Well, there's the sound bite. We'll be seeing on the news tonight. Now we understand, Mr. President. Thank you for joining us.
All right, then.
Thank you. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, we've been talking about the new Weezer album because we're playing the new Weezer song.
Yep.
Here on the station. And people were wondering what the title was going to be and when the release date was going to be. We now have that official information. According to the band's website, its seventh studio album is called Ratitude.
Terrible name.
Oh, come on.
Ratitude.
Yes, it's rad. It's
rad. I'm just rad.
It's rad like me. And Weezer's rad, and I'm rad. So it's Ratitude.
Their CD titles are maybe the least important part of that whole band. They make great videos, great music. It doesn't really matter what they name it.
The CD will be out on October the 27th for you Weezer fans. So Start marking your calendars now.
I'm just rad.
You are just rad, Dave. I mentioned earlier in the week that the widow of the man who is buried in the crypt just above Marilyn Monroe's is moving him out so she can sell his crypt on eBay and make a little cash off of his dead ass.
That seems a little brutal for the... It's a wife?
It is the wife of the guy who's buried in the crypt just upstairs from Marilyn Monroe. He lives in the apartment just above Marilyn.
Dig him up. Let's go. Got some money to make.
Well, it's a crypt. I mean, it's like a drawer. It's a box, really.
Oh, I see.
It's not a grave.
But still, she's going to have to move him.
The remains will have to be moved.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's where he wanted to be.
But he's dead.
I know.
She's dead. What does he mind? She can make a couple bucks. Off the space, why not?
He clearly knew he wanted to be there when he was dead.
How did he know that? Maybe it was just
luck of the draw.
I don't think so.
But honestly, who cares what he wants? He's dead.
Well, that's a good point.
I'm a very strong believer in life being for the living. He won't mind.
If he does, he'll
come back and haunt her. Which is even cooler, because then she gets to see her husband. Mortimer, is that you? Things start shaking, doors start closing. Anyway, I mentioned it this week, and the bids on eBay are out of control. They were speculating that, I mean, Hef has the one next to her. He bought the one next to her.
Hugh Hefner. Okay.
Founder of Playboy magazine. He paid $1 million for that slot.
Wow.
So they didn't know really what this was going to go for.
Do they know that she's not there anymore either?
Well, you know, the bones are.
Okay.
Although she was never really known for her bones.
No.
Being boned, but not necessarily having bones.
Right.
So far, the bids on eBay, which is the point of this long-winded story, is $4.5 million.
Come on.
For a stone box where you put your body.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's me.
Hey, yes, Gene Simmons is here. Hey, Gene Simmons.
How are you?
Good to see you.
Yeah, speaking of putting your body in a box.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, good. Thank you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
No! 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 No!
IMDb.com, which is a great source for information about movies, TV shows, actors and actresses, and anyone, really, in the entertainment business, has put together their list of the top 15 films of the century so far.
This is the first retrospective that I've seen on the 21st century.
Yeah. So basically the past 9 years.
Really? That's it? Just the 9 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
The century so
far. Not much of a century.
Not really.
All right.
This is based on the ratings given to the films by the people who frequent IMDb.
Okay.
So their contributors have told us the following. Here's the list. I'll give you the top 10 for time's sake. The Departed, number 10.
Awesome. Great movie.
Amelie. The French film?
Amelie.
Don't know that one.
With that cute little brunette broad?
Really good
Audrey
movie.
Tattoo.
Yeah, Audrey great Tattoo. Movie.
Yeah.
But not the type of movie that, I don't know, cute, I guess. Not classic, I don't think.
WALL-E.
Her eyes are bonkers.
It was on the 8th.
That's what I know about her.
No, you're thinking her of eyes Marianne are Cotillard. Oh. Very different actress.
Bonkers.
All right, not her.
Not. Don't play the bonkers because you're wrong.
All right. Bonkers.
Don't you do that.
Not bonkers.
No, okay, what so did I say yesterday? We can no longer mention a celebrity's name without a photo to accompany it for Kevin.
That's right.
So I should say not
bonkers.
Audrey Tautou and Marion Cotillard are
the same person to me.
Different.
No, they're different.
Different.
Very
different. Not the same.
I don't know who they are. Back to you.
WALL-E, the animated film from Pixar, number 8 on the list. That's one of Dave, King of Mexico's favorite films, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
I love WALL-E. It is my favorite.
He does say it's WALL-E. Yeah.
The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers was number 7. Memento was 6th. Up was 5th. Another Pixar movie. The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring was 4th. City of God was 3rd. The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King was 2nd. And number 1, the top film of the century so far, according to IMDb.
Blackzilla.
Blackzilla, yes.
Excellent.
Shane Diesel is Blackzilla.
Is that it?
It's G-Force, right? It's got to be G-Force.
No, it is The Dark Knight.
Oh,
a little Batman love. A little Batman.
That's no G-Force, but all right.
So,
you mentioned this list earlier, and I've got to echo what Psycho Mike said, which is, where the hell is There Will Be Blood?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Where the hell is that movie in terms of being just great from every single second being
These
great?
Movies drinked its milkshake. That's what happened.
That's her? That's the girl we're talking about?
Yes, that's Audrey Tautou.
Oh, her eyes aren't bonkers at all.
No, that's what we told you.
Oh. Alex just brought in a photo.
Okay, now I'm good.
No, you're far from good, it turns out.
I drink your milkshake.
Leighton Meester, popular girl from Gossip Girl, got into a bit of a mini cat fight at a friend's birthday party Saturday night in New York's Hamptons. Apparently, there was another table at the restaurant where another young lady was celebrating her birthday. So Leighton Meester thought it would be hilarious to have a huge scream-off to see which table could sing happy birthday the loudest. They kept singing it over and over again, back and forth in the restaurant.
Good times for everyone.
Really?
Can you freaking imagine?
Being anyone else in that restaurant.
They got very loud and very obnoxious. She was finally told to be quiet. She did, long enough to get up and start dancing on the table.
The category is people who annoy you.
Leighton Meester would be the answer. So, apparently enjoying her Gossip Girl fame by acting like a total douchebag.
Although she danced on the table.
She did.
That's probably good.
You know, her dad was a drug dealer for a long time. Mm-hmm. Drug smuggler.
I know that.
Yeah.
He's for real?
Yeah, they used to call him Keister Meester. Because that's where he used to keep the drugs.
All right.
The name isn't true, but that's a true story.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I don't know what to believe now.
And, yeah, I don't know if you caught Britney Spears on David Letterman last night. A lot of debate going on via my email.
Yeah.
Whether she looked super hot or not.
You said she was sitting on a glass table.
She's sitting on like a desk.
A desk.
That had a finished top to it. And she's wearing a bikini.
Right.
And if you're just an average gal and you sit on a flat, hard surface in your bikini bottoms, you're going to get some spreadage.
So it makes you look bad, pretty much.
It's not a great look in a bikini.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's what she was doing. And so I was saying she didn't look at her best, given the position she was in.
Had she been standing, would have been a whole different thing.
She would have looked great if she had been standing.
Okay.
But a lot of people begged to differ with me.
Yeah. Hard to believe.
She did the top 10 list on Letterman last night. The topic was ways the country would be different if Britney Spears were president. And Britney herself read up the top 10 list. Here are a couple selections.
Top 10 ways the country would be different if Britney Spears were president. 10.
I'd be the first president to wear eyeshadow since Nixon.
Number 7.
My situation room would be a cabana at the Palms Casino in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh, that's right. And number 3.
Challenge U.S. to put nightclub on the moon by the end of the decade.
Exactly. Number 2.
3 words. Vice President Diddy.
And the number one way the country would be different if Britney Spears were president.
Finally, the media would pay some attention to me.
There you go. There's Britney Spears.
Get the sense she can read the words but doesn't really understand what they mean.
Not much delivery, if that's what you're saying, yeah.
One of my favorite written ones, though, was number 9. We would only invade fun places like Cabo. that was a good answer.
Why, Britney? Why?
Why?
Should we leave Britney alone?
I hear that. That's the call.
I've heard that as well, yes. I wonder what Chris would say about that. Chris Crocker. Remember him from the internet?
Of course.
Oh, leave Britney alone! That's a guy saying that, but it's not him.
It sure isn't.
Sure is not.
And how dare anyone out there make fun of Britney after all she's been through?
That's a good point.
She's a human!
I know. She's had to sit on a table.
Take it easy.
Today's celebrity birthday is Matthew Perry from Friends is 40 years old today. Kevin Dillon from Entourage celebrates his 44th birthday, as does Kira Sedgwick, Mrs. Kevin Bacon and star of The Closer. John Stamos is 46 years old today. Peter Gallagher, dad from The O.C., is 54. Former President Bill Clinton is 63 years old today. And rapper Nate Dogg celebrates his 40th birthday today. Nate Dogg releasing some new music.
Remember we had him on?
Well, he had just suffered a stroke, remember, but he was putting together a new CD.
Yeah, we have a couple clips. Do we have time to play
an interview with him, right?
Yeah, this is Nate Dogg.
If you know Leandro, you knew to want to step loose. It's a G-funk era, funked out, gangster twist. If you smoke like I smoke, holla every day. And if your eyes are burnt,
come on.
Someone better clear his airway.
Man.
That is wrong on every level.
Look, you got to give the guy points for trying to get back into
getting out there and getting back to it.
Exactly.
After having a stroke. That's true.
When I met you last night, before you opened up again, I had respect for a lady. My marriage is all bad.
That's not.
Cause you gave me my puss.
What, huh?
And you even licked my
That doesn't seem like a party.
Just leave my number on the came in. But I promise further, give the call.
All right, listen.
And then if feeling comes,
my favorite part.
Come on over, break your roof. And if you can't finish, then a baby, just lay back and remember. Because I've never been.
All right,
okay.
Stop this.
Right.
Come on.
Stop this. I love who I was.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I think.
All right. I think we're done with that.
Yeah.
I think
that.
They came to party, and they were disappointed.
Happy birthday, Nate. No.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right. Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know.
We have good stuff tomorrow.
Well, we have BJ Novak on the program
right,
tomorrow.
He's in the Office Bastards. And yeah. Inglourious Bastards.
Right. Secrets you kept from your friends and family. We got that.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then some other good stuff that it's going to come up with between now and then.
It's chock full.
It's chock full.
Chock full.
It's really going to be good tomorrow. So that's tomorrow.
I wouldn't miss it.
On the Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't go anywhere, though, because Kat Corbett is up next. She's got the 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music that you love, including Chester's new side band. He's the dude from Linkin Park, now singing with Dead by Sunrise. We'll hear that. Green Day on the way, the Chili Peppers, Slightly Stupid, Foo Fighters, and more next on K-Rock.
Well, I met you last night.
Funny and me.
Before you open up again.